The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with five Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with five Y's. Movies, Baby!
Oh, my goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, the best show is now underway. If you would please take your seats. Tonight on The Best Show, the 25 most coked-out performances of all time. The phone number, as always, is 201-3323484. I'm the host of tonight's episode. My name is Kent Tekelvey, Sr. I'm the father of Major League Baseball superstar Kent Tekelvey. I'm a minor league ball player myself, had a cup of coffee for the Seattle Pilots, early version of the Seattle team now, whose name eludes me. I didn't make it, I struck him from my mind, and now I present to you, without further ado, your host of The Best Show, not me, I'm the announcer actually, I'm kidding, Kent Tekelvey Sr. Let's bring Tom on.
Oh, why thank you, Kent Tekelvey Sr. We appreciate it here. It's such an honor to be in your home, bringing radio to families, young and old, gathered around. Their weird ham, canned ham-shaped radios. Did they really sit in front of those things? How restless were people getting? They have everybody staring at it. What, do you think the shadow is going to jump out of the thing? No, he's not. He's just talking. I'm not jumping out of my, out of your computer speakers tonight, my friends. Or am I? It's a best show! Here we go!
Second to none. No kind of friends and your last drink. You're sitting home alone.
It's the best show here with you on a Tuesday evening in late January of 2017. Why do I say the date on these things? Simple. I'm trying to help out the person researching this show 4,000 years from now. Doing it for history. That's why I do it. What do you think of that, Mike? Oh, this guy, I tell you. Let me just say, I just had dinner with the whole crew. Mike, Dudio, Pat. It was fun. It was nice dinner. You having an alright time, Mike? Yeah, I bet you did. We order the food, and then the waiter's like, says to Mike, so what will you have? And he says, well, for here, I'll have this. And he ordered some thing. And then he said, and then I'll get, and he got some other thing to go. And I'm like, to go? He's like, yeah, I'm going to be hungry later. Because he's assuming I'm footing the bill for his midnight snack now. But that's not even it. This is the kicker. He sold the to-go food to a guy outside the restaurant. He sold it to him for $8 cash. And he's going to do with that money. He's going to take it right to the trunk of that guy in Bayonne, right in the Duane Reade parking lot. Guy's going to pop his trunk open, and Mike's going to plunk down that $8, and he's going to walk away with a copy of what? Van Helsing? What, are you going to get Van Helsing, Mike? What? The John Travolta Robert De Niro movie. I don't know, what is it? I can't do the show. He's doing his own show out there. God bless him. We all love him. We all love you, Mike. Cream of the crop. The cream of the crop. Hope you enjoy that $8. I hope you live. I hope it takes you a million years into the future. Hope you sent on, as what's his face used to say, Frank Sinatra, Chendon. Mike's doing his own show. I can't hear him. I can't hear you, bro. You're just saying. I hear. This is what it sounds like. I'll say something, and then I hear Mike go, because his door's closed. Again, I love you, Mike. I love you. Love you like a brother. Top of this guy's top notch. Sure, he wants me to read. And like a brother, we fight. He wants me to read apmike.bandcamp.com. Tell everybody that they got shirts. And they got headshots for sale. Yeah, but at the end of the day, we get along. Speaking of get along and brothers, we just heard Michael Cronin from his amazing album, MC3. One of the best. And he's out there with his bro, Ty Siegel. They're going to be out and about, from what I heard. Love it. Love Michael Cronin. The name of that song is, and it's on Merge Records, by the way. I will say it's on Merge Records. Always generous with the best show. Turn Around on MC3. Michael Cronin's amazing third solo album. Wanted to hear something nice that would make me feel okay about things. So that song did that. So I'm glad I heard it, and it made me feel better. The phone number, 201-332-3484, here on The Best Show. And the topic tonight, the 25 most coked-out performances of all time. I don't want to talk about that just yet, though. Who's on the line who doesn't want to talk about that, Mike? They're all on topic. You're too good at your job, Mike. I tell you, you're all right, Mike. Last week, we were down. We didn't have Dudio here. God knows where he was. But it was Mike and Pat and Martine. And some people were saying out there, oh, what an upgrade. No offense to Dudio. This is a total upgrade having Martine out here. Dudio's usually moaning about this or that. And look, I'm not going to say who it was, but it wasn't Mike. Mike was saying, no, Pat. Dudio has some attributes that can be admired. So, yeah. They're all back, though. The team is back. The Suicide Squad. Why don't you get Suicide Squad from your guy, from your DVD Connect? You have it? You know what scene I think you're going to like the best? The one when they walk. A lot of walking, right? A lot of walking in Suicide Squad. You think it was sponsored by Skechers, right? You think Killer Crocodile would be wearing Skechers in it.
Sponsored by Skechers. Killer Croc wears Skechers, so should you. Deadshot wears Skechers. You know who doesn't wear Skechers? The guy who torched his family when he got mad at them. You know the one hero in the movie who burned his family because he had a temper? Yeah. Is that what a hero is these days?
Not in my book, man. Not in my book. Not my idea of a hero. You know who my idea of a hero is? I went to see Kris Kristofferson live the other night. I went to the... But when this box set came out about 6 months ago, this Kris Kristofferson box set, which is his first first albums from the first 10 or so years of his career. When this album came out, this box came out, I've listened to it on and off over the last bunch of months, and then I went super heavy on it. And then I was like, I wonder if he's playing around. And I look and it's like, well, not only is he playing around, he's playing around like within a week he was playing around. So I go on the computer and I go to buy, that's right, single ticket. Went by myself, not ashamed. I'm used to it. Not many friends in this life. I'm used to it at this point. Not many friends. I got cohorts. I got co-workers. Acquaintances. When it comes down to friends, not a whole lot. And Mike, write this down. I'm serious. Write this down. You remember that? And call this Tom's Truths, okay? Start a new thing with that. Tom's Truths number one. Just shut up, comma. Huh? Half question mark. All right? That's number one. Number two, loyalty ain't bleep. Just write loyalty ain't bleep. But don't write the word bleep. You write the word. You know which word I'm talking about. Right? What? Not F. What kind of sentence would that be? Loyalty ain't F. No, S, Mike. S. And number three, loyalty. Write this down. Loyalty and what's that thing you guys ate at Taco Bell that night? What is it? No, it was Burger King you guys ate. Here's what you write down. Okay. Write down loyalty plus loyalty and an angry Whopper. If you've got loyalty and an angry Whopper, all you got at the end of the bleeping night, and use F for that one, is heartburn and not a whole, another F. Lot more than F again, but ing at the end, else. Okay? Did you get it? F, but ing. Tom's truth. Just remember that, Mike. So, yeah, I'm by myself. I go to get a ticket. Well, how about that? Where am I sitting? Front row. Front row at this show. I walk in, and it's in Tarrytown, which is one of these quaint kind of towns that, like a Christmas movie would take place in, maybe. I don't know. It's one of those places, a lot of knickknacks there. A lot of knickknacks. Like the toy store is like a toy store that if you're a kid, you're like, well, that toy store sucks. It's like, these toys are all wooden. And they all have a purpose. It's like, really? Nah. No, I'll wait. I'll wait till we go to the mall. So I can get the Toys R Us. Get something made of plastic. So it's that Tarrytown's that kind of town. So they have this theater there. I walk in. I ain't eating a thing all day, really. I'm so hungry. And I'm like, oh, they'll have some food here. All they had, candy bars. And to their credit, they had probably 40 different candy bars. You'd think someone, like it was like a Lufthansa heist of a Costco truck. Every candy bar under the sun, but only candy bars. So I'm like, well, I guess I ain't eating. Because you know how long it's been since I had candy, Mike? 5 weeks. I ain't had no candy, no cookies, no cake, none of that stuff. No sweets for the last month. You know? Not since Christmas Day. I ain't had no sweets. So I'm not eating, but who could, what am I going to be up front eating? Chris Christopherson comes out, I got my mouth full of Snickers bar. We'll go, Chris. Right? When I yell out the song, Jesus wanted Capricorn. The mouthful of Snickers? No. It's inelegant. Certainly didn't stop these animals from loading up on candy. Yeah, so then I go to the sit there. I'm front row. His mic stand, I'm telling you, it's not even 10 feet away from me. I'm right in front of this thing. Now I get spooked. It's like this guy's going to, he's going to be looking right down the barrel right at my face all night. Because if he just even looks down, he's looking at me. Like, oh, no. And the thing about Kris Kristofferson is he wrote all these songs, and then he started as a songwriter, wrote all these great songs, then recorded songs also. He didn't think of himself as a singer at first. He was a Rhodes Scholar. He was in the armed forces
in the military. It's like a real hero type, American good guy type. So he's playing, and he's eight, I think he's like 81 now. So for an 81-year-old dude, he's doing all right. A few bum notes. Yeah, but he knows it. He laughed about it. But it's just him and a guitar and a harmonica. He's playing the songs. Then at the end of the show, he makes the mistake of taking a step toward the edge of the stage. These people rush the stage. Chris! Chris! And I'm going to say this, Tarrytown. Shame on all of you. Anybody who rushed that stage, one guy reached out and shakes his hand. That's fine. Another guy whips out this giant picture that he wants signed. He's got a marker. This guy's still got the guitar around his neck. An 81-year-old man now is hunching over with this guitar around his neck. He's trying to sign the thing. The guy's getting it signed. And then this woman's like, she's like, Chris! And she's got her phone turned. She's trying to get a selfie with him in it. It's an 81-year-old man with a guitar still around his neck, bending over now to try to get into the line of her cell phone shot. And she's taking forever to do it. Shame on you, Tarrytown. Shame. This guy came to the theater. He's playing his songs. And this is the saddest thing I ever saw, this show. This guy's playing these great songs, and they're basically all about how he's going to be dead soon. You know what that's like? These songs are all about he's going to be dead soon. He knows he's not coming back to that theater. Then there's people, they want more from him. They're crowded now. They're crowded. I guess they didn't get enough. He's up there solo in this thing, 81 years old, playing these songs. They didn't get enough, though. They want more. Finally, I hear him just go like, I really gotta go, guys. Cause he's worried he's probably gonna tip over. He's got a guitar around his neck. Ah. Tarrytown, you got a stain on you now and a stink on you. You blew it, Tarrytown. You blew it. What movie's that? Copland, right? Remember Copland, Mike? Stallone. The pairing everybody couldn't wait for, Stallone and De Niro in a movie. Like at that point, it's like, yeah, you know, Stallone is kind of like, he's all right. He's next to De Niro. He's doing okay in it. Now it's like, now you see these Robert De Niro movies. He's getting out acted by, you go see these things. It's like, what's his face? You got Ashton Kutcher's out acting him. Right? Wilmer Valderrama's out acting him. Right? He's acting circles around De Niro.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate. Available now.
So then I listened to this box set more, and these songs are so great, so awesome. But then, as the albums move down the line, And 1970 becomes 1971, which becomes 72, and on to where there's an album of his. Let me see what year it is. You see what year this album is. '78, an album called Easter Island. And this is where the idea for this show came up tonight, tonight's topic. And look, I'm going to say this. We're doing the 25 most coked out moments in performances in history. I don't know if these people are actually on coke or not, but they're certainly tapping into a vibe that evokes that. I'm not saying anybody, I don't know if Chris Christie, the strongest thing he might ever partook of could be a Yoo-Hoo for all I know. Right? A warm Yoo-Hoo. But listen to this song. And this is from the guy who did like Me and Bobby McGee and Nobody Wins and all these songs, just the greatest, what you call it there. You know that song, Mike, where he's like, he wrote Help Me Make It Through the Night. He wrote For the Good Times. He wrote Sunday Morning Coming Down. These are classic songs. But then the title track of the Easter Island album feels a little off comparatively. Let's take a listen.
Garden the carcass, stripped and divided, to carve up and cover, they wait there alone. Secrets, rest of forgotten, staring the silence from sockets of stone. Building to be the best of intentions, stranger than truth and lost and alone.
I mean, This sounds like somebody's kind of like coke-fueled ideas, like I gotta do a song about Easter Island. That's what we gotta do a song about. Nobody knows what those things are. Where'd they come from? But let's make sure it's super meandering.
Shed like a dream that a world
and has like a sleazy backbeat to it and creepy sleazy keyboards all over it. Sounds like Dr. John? Yeah. Yeah. And the voice is like, oh, his voice is off. Sounds like he's got a congestion problems. That's what made me think of what are the 25 top, the 25. What is it again? I don't know. 25 most coked out performances of all time. And I want to hear your suggestions. And my friends, you noticed there was no advertising on tonight's best show. You noticed that. No advertising. Why? Because we have shifted platforms. No ads. Now we are doing something called Patreon. Patreon! And what is Patreon? Well, it's a simple thing where you, the best show listener, you give what you can over there. You give what you can. You do what you can over at Patreon. And then we give you different things for different levels of donation. There's going to be some original content that's going to be exclusive to people who give. And that's what I was eating with Dudio and Pat and Mike. We're talking all about the things we're going to do. Some great ideas. So, and look, Mike, I know you get it worst of the whole group, right? But you also get it best of the whole group. I don't see any shirt that says Slaw Dog on it, right? No, but you got massive shirts coming at your ears, right? You see anything that says I'm with the Wingman? Pat's nickname, Wingman? Because him and his cohorts ordered these hot wings last week that I still think this place smells like buffalo wings. Right? It smells so much like buffalo wings. I'm expecting Jim Kelly and Boomer Esiason to walk in here. So, yes. The 25 most coked out performances of all time. I'm going to put Kris Kristofferson's Easter Island at number 25. And we're talking about things covering the gamut from sports to music to movies to television, whatever. Let's hear your ideas. And again, we're not accusing anybody of being coked up. We don't know. We weren't there. But there's a certain quality. It's like a certain manic, panicked. It's like when you listen to David Bowie's catalog, and then suddenly you get to Diamond Dogs, and he sounds like he hasn't slept in a year, and he sounds super paranoid on it, like he's a vampire all of a sudden. Who doesn't trust anybody and is having no fun now. That's a coked out album. Diamond Dogs. Would you agree, Mike?
Yeah, it's not one of my favorites, but yeah,
it's that quality. Yeah. It's haunted. I would say it kicked the whole run off, though. We'll figure out a place to put Diamond Dogs on the list. Who's good here, Mike? Best show.
Hi, this is Jonah from Elgin, Illinois.
Jonah from where?
Elgin, Illinois. No, outside of Chicago.
Elgin, Illinois.
Yeah.
What's up in Elgin tonight, brah?
Nothing much. I'm sitting here in my NASA shirt with Mike's beatific smile looking down on me above my bed and just having a good time.
So you have a headshot, I'm assuming.
Correct.
And you're wearing a NASA's shirt.
Yes, that was coincidence. The shirt was coincidence, but yes.
Have you done the Best Show Patreon yet?
I have, and I have the box set too.
Oh, well, that's sweet. I was going to hang up on you so quick. If you just did, I'm telling you this also. Look, I hope every one of you goes to apmike.bandcamp.com and you support this guy. But you don't just support him. First of all, he'd love nothing more than to find out, hey, they're really backing me. Don't seem like they're backing you. Maybe I'm the star of the show. And he's mad. You know what else he showed me with a master shirt? He showed me a way to make it a curse tonight. He's like, look what happens when you wear a jacket that you can take the word masses and turn it into. I don't even know what curse it was. I can't even figure it out now. But he was getting his jollies. Oh, boy, was he getting his jollies. So what do you got for the topic, Chief?
First is Pacino and Heat as Vincent Hanna.
But is that a... Is he just playing? See, he can't just play a guy who's doing coke.
Okay.
It's got to be the kind of thing where he's playing somebody who's not amped up, but it's like, wow, he was doing coke while making that movie.
Okay. I have two more that I think are a little better.
Let's hear them.
Neil Young and The Last Waltz, where they actually had to...
Well, no, that's a ringer. That's a ringer. The Last Waltz, Neil Young, where it's him and his other cohorts, some good, some bad. Who was good at The Last Waltz? Help me name the good people at it. Neil Young was good. Joni Mitchell was good. Bob Dylan is good.
I like the Van Morrison performance, personally.
Some like Van Morrison's performance. Now, who are the bad people at that? The band? Who else?
The band?
Yeah.
Is Dylan on that, too? I don't think Dylan's too great on that.
The best part about the band is that one guy who sent the drummer. He had a nice voice, Levon Helm.
Yes.
He's the best part of the band, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then that guy who's got the voice like this, he was good too, right? Crazy Chester said to me. Like, what's that dude's name?
I don't know. I feel like they should have stayed like a backing band. If they would have stayed a backing band, they would have been better. They were pretty solid as a backing band.
What was his name, Mike? Kurt Planko? Plinko. No, Plinko's the game on Price is Right, Mike. Oh, Rick Danko. Okay. And the other thing we were talking about when I was eating dinner with the crew, we're talking about Spahn Ranch, right? And it was a funny thing. We're talking about Mike said George. He said Warren Spahn was the old man at Spahn Ranch, and it wasn't. It was George Spahn. Fun story, huh?
Yep.
Thanks for the call. Oh, boy. Best show. Crazy Chester said to me. Remember that line? Here comes the Robert E. Lee, right? Twas the night they drove old Dixie down. And all the people were singing, saying, la, 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 la. And then you got Robbie Roberts and that bum with his dumb jacket and his dumb suit and his dumb guitar. Best show, welcome to the show. Hello. I'm going to say this. If you're on hold, it's probably you.
Tom?
Yes, hi.
Tom?
Yes.
Hey, sorry. I was on mute.
That's all right.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Jonathan.
Where are you calling from, Jonathan?
Louisville, Kentucky.
What's going on in Louisville?
Not a whole lot. Just enjoying some time at night after putting my kids to bed.
Okay.
Drinking a seltzer, listening to the best show.
Nice, right?
Yeah. So I got one for the topic.
Plane?
I'm sorry?
Plane? The seltzer. What flavor?
Oh, lemon.
Lemon. Interesting.
Lemon. Yeah.
Very interesting. Couldn't just go with plane, huh? Can't handle a plane?
Yeah.
You ever have La Croix? You ever have La Croix?
So, yes, actually, I do have that sometimes.
You know what my favorite flavor of La Croix is? Peach and aluminum. Then they have the lime and aluminum. Uh-huh. Then there's like a pamplemousse and aluminum. Huh. I was not nuts about the coconut and aluminum flavor. What I'm trying to get at is the people at La Croix need to figure out a way to have their beverage not taste so much like a metal can.
The metallic taste, yeah.
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 So what's up, bro? What do you got for me?
Well, I was thinking, you know, you mentioned David Bowie. I was thinking specifically when Bowie appeared on Soul Train in 1975.
Yeah, that's a pretty intense one.
Yeah. I mean, you got the interview and the performance, the kind of awkward interview with Don Cornelius, mm-hmm. and then the really weird lip-syncing of Golden Years and Fame.
Very strange. Very yeah. strange. But there's also the live performance he did on, what, Dick Cavett is pretty troubling also.
Of the young Americans? Americans?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, that one was, but I just think that he seemed a little bit more disoriented during the Don Cornelius talking to him.
I think you might be right. We'll put that. You keeping track of this, dude, Al? Oh, you hear the anger in his voice? I tell you, this crew. They might, we might call tonight the Last Supper, guys. Pat built it. Dudio's mad at Pat. Pat's mad at Dudio. Pat was ripping Dudio last week, saying Martine was an upgrade. Mike was sticking up for Dudio for some weird reason, when Mike hates Dudio more than anyone. But Dudio hates Mike more than anyone. Those two, they're like the Laurel and Hardy of the show. Those two.
Who's Laurel and who's Hardy?
Well, Laurel was the tall guy.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
And they were not funny, right? That's not funny anymore. Maybe back then it was funny.
Before they had sound, it might have been funny.
When they got a piano roll. They could roll. Oh, we're trying to get the piano into the building. And we did it, and it rolled down the hill. Okay. Like, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Right? Why can't they be funny like other things, right?
Yeah. Hey, I've wondered that myself.
Like La La Land. Did you see La La Land?
I haven't seen it.
I'll say this. I'm eating dinner with this crew. Boy, they were jumping all over that thing. Hey, you see, La La Land is the worst thing I ever saw. Dude, was like, well, I thought it sucked. And Pat's like, he's just cursing straight up. And I'm like, I was afraid to say. It's like, man, look, I didn't think it was great. I thought it kind of sucked also. But I kind of liked watching it. I liked watching it, right?
Yeah, I mean, something to do, right?
Well, it's not something to do. I could always rake leaves if I'm looking for something to do. It's not about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it looked nice. Here comes one of them. Here we go. What?
Who did we just place on the list?
What's that?
Who did we place on the list?
David Bowie.
What number?
I didn't say yet. Okay. David, eight. Put him at eight, Dudio. David Bowie on Soul Train. Thanks for the call. Best show.
Hey, Tom. What's up?
Not a whole lot. My Dudio, can you tell Pat to tell Mike to tell you to show my friend into the studio? What's your name, Junior?
It's Craig.
Where are you calling from, Craig?
Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton makes?
The world takes, baby.
Right. What's up?
Not too much. I had one for the topic. I'm a little worried it might be too obvious, but it kind of relates to something I've been meaning to suggest for a while, related to your discussion of overrated actors.
Well, who's that now?
It's Christian Bale in American Psycho.
Yeah, but that's not a coked out performance. It's a creepy, it's a over the top one, but it's not, I'm sorry.
See, I think he's so method that he's behind the scenes doing coke.
Yeah, I gotta say. One thing Trenton didn't make tonight was a good call. Get off my phone. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, what's up? Who's this?
Oh, sorry. It's Matt from Oakland. How are you?
I'm well. Ooh. Matt from Oakland. What's up, Chief?
I won $700 playing the Sex and the City slot machine.
No, you didn't.
I really did.
I won $700 playing the Sex and the City slot machine.
Was it exactly $700?
It pretty much was. It was like $703.
Did you get the Mr. Big Progressive with playing four games? Because that's what I did.
Of course I got the Mr. Big Progressive. What do you think? I'm going to grind it out one shoe at a time on that thing?
Well, I kept getting the ring one, and then not ringworm, but the ring one, where Charlotte, I think, and then the carry one is dudes that.
Matt, it's any of them for all the progressives on the Sex and the City slot. You need to pick one.
But they each have one that's, you know, assigned to their character. So, I forget what Miranda's is, and then Charlotte's is the rings, and then on Carrie's it's pictures of dudes that she may have been intimate with.
I don't think you understood the Sex and the City slot machine. You played it, you didn't know what you were doing, you robbed $700 from it. You're like somebody who goes to the horse track and just puts money down because you like the name of a horse. You didn't know what you were doing on the Sex and the City slot machine.
I gravitated towards it because of you, but playing Max Bet, I was playing four games at a time, right?
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
$6, right?
Well, I won the Mr. Big Progressive. It was pretty cool.
How you doing?
Yeah.
What did he say this to you? How you doing?
I'm sorry? Yeah, because Chris Noth, right?
Hey, kid. Good luck. Right? Remember when he said that? Hey, kid. It's been the wheel.
And I was in one of those seats that had the speakers behind it, so he was in surround sound.
Spin the wheel, kid. Yeah, so you won $700 doing that. So what's up? You didn't email. Is this the same guy? You didn't email me. I thought you were going to email me.
I've got one for the topic, if you don't mind.
When are you gonna hook me up, bro? When are you gonna hook me up? We're not naming names. You gotta hook me up, bro.
Not much going on until June, as far as that goes.
But we can't say who
if you want to come over to Europe.
I went into a record store and I heard the thing. I heard the new one. I heard you singing. Sounds great.
That wasn't me, but thank you.
No, you sing half of them, right?
I've got one for the topic, if you don't mind.
Oh, this guy don't want to talk about this. He don't want to talk about it.
Dude, I got so
much rock star. It's a rock star, basically. An anonymous rock star calls the show. What do you have for the topic, anonymous rock star?
James Brown on CNN in the 80s.
Yes, that's
you know that one.
That is a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
I'm waiting with bated breath to find out where you want to rank it.
18.
Yes.
18. Get it? You get it?
Crack the top 20.
Yeah, but do you get it?
Are you going to ask me something about what my age is?
Again?
No. I hear Mike.
See, I'm going to get this guy in trouble, right? I'm not.
Well, listen,
you're a rock star.
I will think fondly of you whenever I find myself in the vicinity of a Sex and the City machine.
Honestly, that might be the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me, that you think of me when you think of the Sex and the City slot machine.
You've not steered me wrong this far.
Name the best slot machines, rock star. Number one, Sex and the City.
See, you said number one is Sex. Is this going to be another topic? Best slot machines?
It might be. I might start doing shows live from Atlantic City.
I have an affinity for the multi-line, high-limit IGT slots.
I don't even know what that is. I don't like
it. So it's where, you know, it's real, right? An original, old school, real style. But you can play across multiple lines, so all the axes cross each other and such.
Yeah.
And if you're betting, you know, $20 or $15 a pull, then if you win, you win pretty significantly.
And when you win, does it go bazinga? Wait, no, that's the Big Bang Theory slot machine.
I've not played that one.
Yeah, I played when
and it's
I was
not a... because I'm opposed to it. I actually just watched that show this afternoon. It's not terrible. I've never played.
Nobody thought you were opposed. Oh, this guy. Was he playing it?
I'm sorry.
You played it. It's fine. Look, I played the Ted slot machine, and I am opposed to Ted. And then I lost, and it's made perfect sense I lost. It was just a win on a thing I hated. But I'll tell you, the woman next to me watching the 5-second clips of Ted, watching the thing, you'd think she was watching Who's on First for the first. She was in a casino going. It's like. Lady, okay, if you're such a fan of the Ted slot machine, try watching the movie Ted. Like, if these clips are cracking you up that much, you might just want to go watch the movie of this. Because there's a thing that's, it's like 2 hours of that. Not just, and you don't have to pay $2 every 10 seconds to sit at it.
Is there a Red Band equivalent of Ted clips on slot machines? Like after 10 o'clock, does it play the Red Band material or is it all pretty PG?
I got to tell you, that is a brilliant idea. The slot machines shift to Red Band. The ones that have movie clips.
Yeah.
Shift to Red Band after a point in the evening.
Not. To deviate too far from that, but have you watched on YouTube footage of people winning at slot machines? Because I've spent a lot of time doing that.
I have not, but now I'm going to.
It's a whole subculture wherein people manage to capture their jackpots on their camera phones, and then people watch and speculate.
When are you going to hook me up, bro? I mean, like... I want, like, a jacket, like a tour jacket, right? Right?
Sure, yeah.
Because then I can take my... Never mind, I'm not going to...
I'll see if I can get it up on my Bandcamp page.
Yeah, see if you can take off my jacket, or if your jacket, and give it to me. Right?
All right, well,
I love how sweaty you are. I can hear how sweaty you are.
I'm honored to have made 17 with one of my suggestions on your list.
Well, you made 18.
I'm grateful.
You made 18.
18 is fine. That's fine.
Yeah. And
I was thinking soft 17. I was still thinking Vegas.
All right, calm down. All right.
Okay, sorry.
Have a great night, Matt.
Thank you, Tom.
Bye. This guy's in a band. It's a very popular band. Won't admit what band it is on the air. What do you think of that, Mike? Mike thinks it's interesting. Yeah, well, congratulations, you passed the test. Mike thinks you're interesting. I want to say this, speaking of interesting. Turned out a punk. Turned out a punk. Terry T episode. Classic. Gotta hear it. Great episode. My friend Damien from Effed Up. Good stuff, bro. Best show.
Hey, how's it going?
I want to just say this. What's your name first?
My name is Dan.
Dan, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Schnecksville, Pennsylvania.
Schnecksville, Pennsylvania? Where's that now? Where's Schnecksville?
It's just north of Allentown.
Okay. So it's Allentown adjacent.
Right. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Hold on.
Come on. Tighten it up. You don't have a Best Buy in Schnecksville? Get some new speakers?
Schnecksville is a dynamo. It's the boom city of the new millennium.
Really?
Yeah. We have a McDonald's now.
Schnecksville's got a McDonald's.
We do. It's got breakfast all day.
Yeah, you know which other McDonald's also has breakfast all day? All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
But listen, I have a good one. I don't know if you're familiar with the film Born Fighters, which is a Rockpile documentary.
Hmm.
But at the end of the film, they show a segment of Albert Lee, Dave Edmonds, Nick Lowe, and I believe Huey Lewis in the studio, and they're all chewing on their own tongues.
I got to see that. So you're
pretty
saying,
intense.
You're saying the all-star band from the Rockpile documentary.
Yeah. Albert Lee, and he's got this huge dyed black curly wig on. It's insane.
Allegedly.
Look, I think he's playing a B-bender.
Look, I'll check it out. I haven't seen it. It's weird.
I can't verify that they actually did.
What's that?
Any illegal activities, but it looks like they were under the influence of some sort of amphetamine.
All right, I'll check it out. Again, you're alleging it. You have no idea. They could have.
I have no idea.
They could have ran around the studio for a little bit and been hopped up. Who knows?
It was in the late 70s.
All right, you're driving me nuts for some weird reason. I don't know. Weird Schnecksville pride bugging me. I said Schnecksville one time too many. Best show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
It's me?
Yeah, it is you. Yeah, Hi.
I got one for the topic.
What's your name?
Hi, this is Aiden from New Zealand.
Aiden from New Zealand. Are you in New Zealand right now?
Yep, I'm in Auckland.
Auckland. What time is it right now in Auckland?
4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's correct. Best Flying Nun bands, yeah. Let's talk about them real quick before we get to the list. Who are we talking about? Tall Dwarfs, right? Tall Dwarfs? Clean.
I don't know many of the songs, but I'll go with it, yep.
The Clean, obviously, right?
Hold
on a minute.
What was that dude's name?
Holton.
Chris, what's his name? Was he on Flying Nun?
Chris Knox. Well, hold on. This is Chris music. Knox, yeah. This is music in your own backyard. And some of the best music that's ever. Wait, you listen to me, guy. Aiden. This is in your backyard. You got some of the best music that's ever been made on this planet. And you're just, what's that guy's name? Right? You're taking it for granted. How can you take it for granted? You get that guy from Schnecksville.
I'm sorry, Tom.
Guy from Schnecksville was more proud of his McDonald's that served breakfast all day than you are of having one of the greatest musical scenes that has ever taken place in your backyard.
Yeah, it was a little before my time.
Well, that makes sense, because when they make records, they dissolve after 3 months. So I understand how there's no way you could ever get your hands on a record again.
I'm sorry. I'll get around to listening to it.
No. What stuff do you listen to? Tell me some of the music you listen to.
Mostly rap.
Okay, like who? Who do you like?
I like Run the Jewels at the moment.
Run the Jewels. Didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Right? Who else do you like? Meek Mills?
I like Ghostface.
You do? He hasn't done anything good in a long time, though. Right?
Oh, well, yeah. But even Flying Nun, I'd be it.
Fair point, but I'll say this. How do you have any idea Flying Nun's done anything good lately, since you don't know anything good they had done previously?
Yeah, you got me.
Name three Flying Nun bands. This is what I want to hear from your own hometown pride. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
I can think of Chris Knox. That's the only one.
Chris Knox.
He was probably the most mainstream.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
He had that. Not Given Lightly sick. Song, which was...
This is sick. I gotta say, it's sick.
Pretty big.
It's sick that you're like
I'm
this.
Sorry.
It's sick. Next thing you're gonna tell me, you don't know Lord of the Rings movies. Right?
Well, but those are kind of American.
What? Who is American in
that? Well, like...
Who?
One Elijah of those... Wood?
Yeah. So you played the one Hobbit that was American. The other ones, there was...
Sean Astin?
You named two Hobbits that were American. Oh, look, I'll say this. I'm from America. Those Lord of the Rings movies are terrible.
Okay. Oh.
They're so boring.
They got some nice scenery.
Yeah, okay. They do have nice scenery. But to be honest, this is not a slam against New Zealand. You see a tree, I get it, okay? There's a tree. Very lush, very green. Wow, look how green that tree is. Oh, my goodness, look at that hill with all that grass on it. Oh, look at that river. Yeah, I get it. What about Hunt for the Wilder People? Did you see that?
That was great. So
yeah,
good.
Now I'm talking your language, right?
So good.
You liked it, right?
I loved it.
You like that kid in it? That kid is great.
Yeah.
Ricky Baker. Who's moaning in the background there?
Sorry, it's just my nephew was around.
Your nephew? What's your nephew's name?
Harrison.
Put your nephew on. I don't know, you're driving me nuts.
Oh, he's left now.
No, he's still there. I hear him. He left.
He's still talking in the back. There's a bunch of kids around here.
Can I put one of them on? I don't care literally about Harrison. Tell them they can talk to an American. Right?
Hey, does anyone want to talk to
an American?
American.
Right? Say, who wants to talk to... Oh, I do. See how excited they are? Right? Blue jeans. Chocolate bars. Okay. Who wants to talk to an American?
I don't know. Who wants to talk to an American? Off the radio.
You know who's touched
people up? Yeah, I'm being ignored here, Tom.
All right, give me the one for the topic.
All right, okay. Well, I'm not sure if you've seen this, but... do you remember Green Day had a song, American Idiot?
I think this is the one we've had suggested. I think it's going to be from,
from Behind the Scenes video? The making of the music video?
No, I have it from, what is it from? I'm pulling it up here, hold on. Was sent to me by DJ Terry T. Billy Joe Armstrong on stage. Is that the one?
No. This is the making of the American Idiot video documentary.
Well, I'm going to play this other one.
Okay.
And we're going to laugh at Green Day because that's what we do. We laugh. We picked our team in that.
Definitely.
Right?
Terrible.
Yeah, not Green Day. We got our squad, Matt. We got our squad. Don't worry. Look, you are a disgrace to your own nation. Go learn about...
Can I just tell you...
You tell me about what?
About this guy in the video. It's the director of the video rather than Green Day themselves.
Yeah. Okay. I'll check it out.
So this...
Goodbye. That's driving me nuts. This is New Zealand Records. That's a Flying Nun's one of the best things going ever. This guy's got it in his backyard. Throw a rock and hit Bruce Russell in the forehead. Yet he's too busy worrying about Green Day. Sick, right? Right, Mike? Oh, yeah. He's out the door. I tell you. Real. I thought this dinner would be like a rah-rah kind of thing, get everybody feeling good about it. Now, Mike orders something to go, flips it for $8. That God knows what movie he's going to buy with it, right? What are you going to buy? The one, Mike? Rings? Is that what you're going to get? Rings? What? Stevenson. I'm throwing him. Pat, throw Mike out. I'm serious. Throw him out. Strip him of everything associated with the show and eject him from the building. And Dudio, when Pat does that, lock the door behind him. And Mike, climb back in the window and shove Dudio outside. All right. I'm going back to the phones. Best show.
When you got bad news, you want to kick those blues, cocaine. How about that one?
That's, I knew that is. It's Eric Clapton.
It goes a little deeper than that.
J.J. Cale?
That's right, John Cale.
Yeah, well, it's not Velvet John,
Underground.
That was not John Cale.
Sure it is.
John Cale wrote that song.
John James Cale.
It's a different guy.
What?
It is.
It's on that Banana record.
The what record? No, that song is not on the Banana.
Yes, it is.
The Velvet Underground record has
the song Cocaine that that Eric Clapton made famous on it.
Cocaine's on one side and heroin's on the other side.
You're completely mistaken.
We could argue this all night, but I don't have time.
Oh, we...
Okay. I'm just busting your beats. Hey, it's Danny and Forkbridge loving the show.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
A lot
it.
Of fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
If I could, I'd love to chime in on the topic in a serious way. Not serious, but like a real entry.
All right. This is Denny, you said.
Yes.
Okay, Danny, what do you have?
Well, you've been on Damien from Effed Up's podcast, right? Turned Out a Punk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mentioned it earlier in the show.
Oh, you did? I must have been in the crapper.
Okay. Well, that's... you could have just said, oh, I didn't hear that. Would have been equivalent.
Fair
just
enough.
That's fine. Would have been better. Not equivalent. It would have been better.
Well, I don't know. Some people like to know everything.
That's
what social media is for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're not on social media right now.
Well, I love people knowing my every thought.
Well, Denny, you are in the majority.
I am, right?
On this one, yeah. You got it figured out, Denny. I'm the one who's wrong.
Well, you know, you might be a little further along in life if you would let everyone know every time you're crying.
Where I'm just like, I cannot do it anymore. Like that kind of thing. Well, I kind of do that sometimes, actually. Or used to.
That's okay.
Yeah. Run that song, It's All Right to Cry? Who is that?
It's on Queen, Sheer Heart Attack.
No, I was thinking the one that the football player sang.
It's all right. Oh, yes.
Rosie Greer.
The Super Bowl Shuffle.
No, it's not the Super Bowl Shuffle. But look. I'm knocking you off target here, Denny. What's the thing? You're talking about Damien from Effed Up and his podcast.
I need more than that to go on. What was it again?
You brought it up!
Oh, you're right, you're right. Yes. Turned Out a Punk. So I was listening to the Fat Mike episode yesterday. Fat Mike, of course, is in NoFX. Have you heard his music before?
I've heard a little bit of it. It might not be.
It goes something like this.
All right.
Anyway, so right before the podcast starts, he does at least one line, and he talks about it, too. So it's you might even be able to hear him doing the line. So I think that's maybe the most flagrant coked-out performance.
Is his appearance on the podcast.
Yes, where he pretty much does it on the podcast.
Okay. All right, that's
one.
That would be up there, yeah.
Also, I'd like to nominate Oasis's Be Here Now LP in its entirety.
Which is a tribute to kind of having it all.
Absolutely, yes.
Right?
Yep.
Like, because at that point, Oasis were like, we deserve it. We've done two albums.
That's right.
Of pleasant Beatles referring songs.
I see where this is going. Okay. Next thing I know, you're going to get on them for only wearing parkas on stage and having zero stage presence. Is that where this is headed?
No, they've got stage presence. It's like if your idea of a front man having stage presence is like he's waiting to find out. It's like the 50s and he's walking and he's like waiting to find out when his baby's going to be born with his hands
behind his back.
Yeah, behind his back. Like he's waiting for the doctor or the nurse to come out and just say, Mr. Gallagher, it's a girl.
It's pretty brutal.
Well,
next thing I know, you're going to be saying that the bass player looks like he hasn't seen a bass before. He just picked it up.
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't say that, though.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I wouldn't say that.
So those are my two. I hope they were a nice contribution to the night.
Yeah, those are good ones.
Thank you. You know, I want to give something back to you because
tell you, man, you guys have been on a roll these last few weeks.
Oh, thank you, Denny. I appreciate it.
It's, it's no secret. It's been a very tough week, especially this week, you know, all the stuff that's going on. But I'll tell you, tonight's show is making me happier than you were when you tore into that foot-long belly bruiser chalupa dog Sunday night at Guess Giver's Fuel and Sausage.
Wait, I'm not following you. What are you referring to? When I was eating?
Yeah. I tell you, man, you really pile on the flagrant jalapeno cheese pickles, don't you?
Uh-huh. Can I ask how you know about this?
I was there. Why?
Wait. You were at the... over at Gas Givers?
Yeah.
Because, like, I was eating there on Sunday.
Oh, yes, you were.
And there was only, like, it was, I just remember, there was not many, it was not crowded. It was me and two guys. But they both work there.
Mm.
And, there was like a weird guy hovering over by the magazine rack. And was that you?
Well, I certainly take offense at being described as a weird guy. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. Were you wearing one of those jackets that look like it would have been a crew jacket on the movie, like Backdraft, like that early 90s kind of baseball jacket that Ron Howard would wear?
Mm-hmm.
And
what set it apart from that, though?
It's covered in patches for all of the Major League Baseball teams.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was I wearing a hat of some sort?
Yeah. You had a hat that was like, I think, what was it? Was it a tow truck company on it or something? Or was it but it had like a curse in it? Am I remembering this correctly?
Yeah, we probably can't say it on the air.
Yeah. You know. Oh, wait, no,
you,
no.
If you want my on your chin, stay the... caboose.
Yeah, I had to bleep all of that.
All of it?
All of it.
Oh, my God, okay.
Right up to caboose. But you were wearing like sweatpants.
Yes.
The jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had that hat, and then you had cowboy boots.
Mm-hmm. One black, one white.
Yeah. And a cane.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel so important that you noticed me.
Yeah, well,
I really do.
How can you not notice a guy who's hovering by a magazine rack? Not a very populated magazine rack at this point.
Not a lot going on there.
Yeah,
no.
Not a lot of titles. But you were commenting on, was it Roast Battle?
Oh,
that,
yes.
The guys were watching?
Oof, yeah, what a sham that was.
You were really into it.
I was, and I was cheering for Todd Barry. I thought he was robbed. He should have won.
Uh-huh.
He's so low impact, but he got a lot of zingers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of good stuff. And I know a lot of people don't like the wave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those three guys that come in after every joke, literally every joke, and do carrot top level prop comedy.
Yeah.
But I love it. I think they're great, and I'm so happy that they got their own sitcom.
That the Wave.
Yes, yeah.
I do not know.
Very deserved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's to be talented is a gift, like you
said. It is. It really is. But, it was really burning me because, not to toot my own horn, but I'm a much better roaster than Jeff Ross.
The Jeff Ross.
Yes, yeah. I mean, if he's the roast master general, then I'm the roast master, whatever is higher than that, admiral?
Than
I'm the roast master admiral. Is that higher?
You know,
Like, there was Admiral, what's his name, Admiral Nimnitz? Dipnitz?
Was there a battleship named after him?
The battleship Dipnitz.
No, I think it was Nimitz, like you said.
What'd you call me?
I didn't call you anything. I'm trying to just figure out the name of the battleship.
What's a rear admiral? That sounds a little dicey, right?
I don't know. I don't know what that...
Hmm.
I don't know. Look, again, I'm not a military guy.
Well, let's all Google it right now. My connection's really slow, though, but so if you could just wait.
Mm-hmm. Till you dial up.
You're
on dial-up.
I am, yeah. It's actually sub-dial-up.
What is sub-dial-up?
It's almost, I have to plug the telephone cord into the telephone pole, so I have to get like a big spool of telephone cord.
Oh, okay, like Green Acres.
So I have to go outside and it's snowing.
And do you make the call from up on the pole?
I do, yes. I have to get in it looks like a garbage can from on street level, doesn't it?
It does, like a gray garbage can.
Yes, it's full of wires and stuff.
Oh, okay. I've never been up there. Only, again, on Green Acres have I seen when they would kind of tinker with those things.
Now, what the hell you're talking about?
Well, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. You know what, though?
What?
You should come watch me do my roasts and my comedy sometime.
Your roast and your comedy?
Yes.
Like you do comedy?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So, like, where could I see you?
Oh, well, like, tomorrow I'll be at Richie Sambora Chrysler in Westbridge.
Wait, you're right there?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I did not know they did comedy shows there.
Oh, they do when I'm parked in the lobby, yeah.
You park your car in the lobby of Richie Sambora Chrysler?
No, I park my ass there, Dipnitz.
Oh, okay. So I'm a little confused now. What you're parking? You said your car.
No, I said I park my ass there.
Okay.
Here, I'll roll it out for you. All right.
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
I know. All right. So 2 years ago, I bought this used Neon there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so. Ever since then, I come in every Wednesday to shoot the breeze with the sales staff, you know, and I enjoy the donuts and the popcorn and the free coffee that they provide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do they at all mind you doing that?
Well, define mind.
Uh-huh. Well, do they ever seem like they certainly wish you weren't eating everything you're eating?
Well... I do get a vibe from all of them at some point during the 9 hours I'm there, definitely.
9 hours?
Yes, yeah.
And that's what, every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday, uh-huh. Yeah.
So you get a vibe. Tell me more about this vibe.
Well, it's like, you know how like when, I guess the only way you could say it is like you feel like you've overstayed your welcome at someone's house after a party,
mm-hmm.
and the host is kind of dressed for bed,
mm-hmm.
and you can feel them kind of shooting lasers at you.
Mm-hmm.
That it's that kind of feeling.
Like they're talking a lot about what their day tomorrow is like.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
About how early they have to be up.
Really early. Yeah. And at Sambora Chrysler, it's them all day just saying what they have to do today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how important the stuff is and how busy they're going to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. So, you're talking about that's you hanging out like that.
Yes.
Can I take a guess on how like it probably is when you're hanging out there? Let me see.
Like a typical day there?
Yeah. Let me see how close I can get.
Sure. Yeah.
If I'm just guessing, you roll in at, you good?
It opens at 9.
Yeah. So they open at 9. You're there 2 minutes of 9.
Yes.
Waiting for the door to be unlocked.
Yes.
and you probably, I can picture you're the kind of guy, you probably hover to the side to where they don't see you in front of the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you hear the rattling, then you kind of sidestep in front of the thing.
Yes.
And then what kind of look, I'm trying to think of what kind of look you would see on their face as they first see you.
It's like, it's a deep sigh.
Mm-hmm.
And then also what I would only, I can only describe as a massive eye roll.
Yeah. Where if they were to, if you could put words to the look they're giving you.
Yes.
It's probably something, would you say, in the neighborhood of again? Seriously?
Yes, but I would also thread through that two pretty high-end profanity words, too.
Sure, sure. So then you make your way in.
Yes.
Probably walk pretty quickly over to the food.
Yes. Sometimes the popcorn's not ready yet.
Yeah.
And I'll make note of that.
Yeah, you'll say something about it.
Yeah. Huh. No popcorn yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you'll clearly make do with more donuts until the popcorn's ready.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
What do you? And I'm assuming you're putting away 3 donuts before the popcorn's ready.
No. Five.
Five. Okay. Yeah. So you're. And you're drinking the coffee.
Yes.
And I'm probably picturing you floating around. You probably do a fair amount of sitting on the couch.
The best chair, yeah.
The best, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you sit in that thing like someone, like Archie Bunker didn't relax in his chair at home.
Absolutely, yes.
To the degree that you relax in this chair in this workplace.
Yes, and often I will use the other nice chair for an ottoman.
Sure. You'll pull them over.
Yep.
Right? But you don't just sit, do you?
No. Oh, no.
You float around a fair amount?
I float around. If there's customers.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've been hanging out there for 2 years, so I know what's going on there. I'm practically a salesman, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, if Craig or Mike or Bill doesn't sidle up really quickly to a customer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll slide in there.
To the customer.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And let me see if I
can want this one.
Well, let me see if I can guess.
Yeah.
You feel like you're helping.
Yes.
But no one's ever bought a car based on the things you say.
Yes, and no one's ever said that I'm helping.
Yeah. So no one's asked you to help.
Oh, no, 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 no.
And they probably... You're probably leaning into them with coffee breath.
Yes. Yeah.
And with coffee, probably. You probably still have coffee in your hand.
I do. Yes. Yes. And don't forget. Oh, I didn't mention a key part of this.
Mm-hmm.
I have braces.
Okay.
Yeah. So those spring, are they called sprinkles or it's not cool to call them jimmies anymore, right?
It's
they're sprinkles.
Cool. Sprinkles. Sure.
They're in the braces.
Okay. And it's probably also, I would hazard a guess, that these customers are not sure who you are.
Oh, yeah, because an actual salesman probably wouldn't be wearing the outfit that you just described.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they don't quite know what to make of me.
Yeah. But so it's clear you don't work there.
No.
But they're also wondering, this guy also doesn't seem to be a customer.
Right.
What's up? Why is he talking to me to this degree?
Right.
So no one buys a thing.
No, and you know what? I have to say, since I've been hanging out there for the last 2 years every Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
almost nobody comes in anymore. I wonder what the other days of the week are like there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so you said this is Wednesday for you.
Yes, that's correct.
It's over at Richie Sambora Chrysler.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you want to know, so you only do that on Wednesday. Do you, you don't do this to, like, other businesses on other days of the week?
Of course I do.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Like where?
Oh, well, let's see. I spend Mondays at Count Drinkula's Coffee Coffin, Tuesday at the Guitar Center in Metal Bridge, Wednesday, which is Sambora, Thursday, Fretless Dentistry in Eastbridge. Have you been there?
To Fretless Dentistry?
Yes.
No.
Well, Dr. Jeff, he's the main dentist there. Huge Jaco Pastorius fan.
Ah, he likes the good stuff.
He does, yes. So
real jazz.
Yeah, so it's just like it's Fretless Mania there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it now. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, you're in the industry.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Fretless bass.
So those are the, yeah, but also fretless, like it's not going to be painful.
See, I never thought of that.
Uh-huh. Well, that's, I guess we just completed the puzzle.
Who was in that? We just completed the puzzle was Jackie Earl Haley and who? Who else was in that? It was like 1987, right?
We completed the puzzle. It was Jackie Earl Haley.
Yeah.
Judd Hirsch.
Right. Who was the female lead?
Oh, hold on. It's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, it was Maria Conchita Alonso.
You are correct. Yes, it was. It was.
And that was that movie where they were having that puzzle, that puzzle designing competition.
Yes.
For who can cut the best puzzle, right?
Yes, it wasn't about putting them together.
No.
Who could cut it the best?
Yes. Who could cut the best puzzle?
Yeah.
And I remember when Judd Hirsch, do you remember that one scene where he's screaming in Jackie Earl Haley's face?
Yes.
You call this a bleeping corner piece?
Yeah.
You call this a bleeping corner piece? And then
he said,
this is the best bleeping corner piece I've ever seen.
That's right. And he said, you're the best cutter I've ever seen, which, of course, was a throwback to Breaking Away, the cutters, remember?
Yes, because they were cutting.
The counties were called.
They were cutting class.
That's a full circler.
Yeah. He really wanted to get so far away from bike movies that he was did that, the puzzle stuff, and he did three puzzle movies.
He did, yeah.
And then he was trapped by that.
Yep. They called him the puzzle guy.
Yeah. That puzzle, it really did make puzzle cutting very hot for a while.
It did, yeah.
Very, like, sexy, almost.
Yep, it was.
So what other...
Oh, so Friday, I'm at Kern Fargo Bank.
Okay.
My choice of locations. Saturday, as you witnessed, Gas Givers Fuel and Sausage.
Yeah.
And Sunday, I'm at the Ramp Ridge location of Hercules Marconi Fitness.
Okay.
Although I think I'm about to get banned from there.
You're about to get banned from the fitness center?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Why are you about to get banned?
Well, I'm really loud.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I go in there and I have my circa 1978 gym outfit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the shorts that are really short.
Mm-hmm.
You can see my jock strap.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. My ringer t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Tube socks pulled up over my ankles. Okay. I mean, over my knees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I got high top Chuck Taylors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great workout sneakers.
Right? Yes. Right? It is, yeah.
They're great.
So,
they help Chuck Taylor so much because he's one of the
best. One of the great athletes of all time. Can we just say that?
We talk about his accomplishments on the basketball court so much.
To this day, it's like Michael Jordan, Chuck Taylor.
And LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Yeah. Those are the three.
Yep.
And
you know those early Chuck Taylor high tops, they were made of stone.
I didn't know that.
They were, yeah.
So, that's what you're wearing.
Yes, yeah. So I get in there. I'm already sweating.
Uh-huh.
Which is cool. And, you know, I'm so loud. Because I grunt. I'm like, you know, the tennis players that grunt when they do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When they're playing. Ooh! I do that just walking to the machine.
You're already grunting.
Yeah, it's like Hulk running.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, and I'm screaming when I'm doing the exercises, mm-hmm. and what they really don't like about what I do
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, when I'm doing my lifts and I'm picking up the machine, you know, I'm curling the machine, and then I put it down and it goes, bam!
Wait, you're picking up what?
The machine. Yes.
You're picking the whole
machine. I'm so passionate about it. I'm practically crying.
Like, what machine are you picking up?
Oh, I just overturned my ankle.
See, that's Ooh. Why you always have to wear those Chuck Taylor
high tops. Those high tops. I got to lace them up really tight.
Yeah.
Didn't lace them up tight enough.
That's why Chuck Taylor played so many games.
Yep.
In...
Ooh, so, yes, I'm curling the machine. Why?
So you pick the machine up.
I do, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, I don't know if I can... I don't know if I believe that.
You don't think I actually do it, do you?
Do you really can do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, I don't... This does not sound believable.
Look, I'm not lying.
Uh-huh.
I speak truth to powder, all right?
Uh-huh. What's that?
I speak truth to powder.
To powder.
Yeah.
It's speaking truth to power is the expression.
What?
But, yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. No, you're speaking truth to powder.
What's that mean?
It's like Arm and Hammer baking powder.
Yeah, no, I know what powder is.
Well, it goes back to World War II.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How does it go back to World War II?
Well, when like a lowly private needed to say something, you know, like his rear admiral was being non-law abiding. Mm-hmm. He wasn't sticking to the books,
okay.
The law. This guy would go up, and you would ceremoniously pour baking powder on General MacArthur's shoulder, mm-hmm. and then you'd hit it, and the big powder cloud would go up, and then you would tell him what your rear admiral did to you.
Uh huh.
How do you know that?
I know nothing about this.
They always talk about it on the History Channel.
Uh-huh. I don't watch the History Channel so much.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
No.
Oh, hey, you like music, right?
I do. I love music.
What's your favorite Dylan LP?
Probably Blonde on Blonde.
That's a good one. It's a little too long. I like Guns on the Tracks.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Guns on the Tracks?
Guns on the Tracks.
Yeah.
Blood on the Tracks?
What? What? No, it's Guns on the Tracks.
It's not Guns on the Tracks.
Yes, it is. You ever played Guns on the Tracks when you were a kid? The game?
No. What is that?
Well, you put a gun, you know, on a railroad track, like a pistol.
Sure.
And then you stand in front of it, and then the train goes, and maybe when it hits, it crushes the gun, maybe the bullet goes out, maybe it doesn't. You know, it's like... It's a different way of playing rushing roulette.
Uh-huh. Rushing, okay.
My train's going really fast.
Yeah, okay. I've never heard... What are you doing running around with guns as a kid?
What were you doing not running around with guns as a kid?
A fair question.
That's a question for the ages,
yeah,
right?
That's a fair one.
Answer that and stay fashionable.
Uh-huh.
I didn't make that up. That's from the young ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you... You're keeping that their memory alive.
Absolutely. Namaste.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm banned from several other businesses, too. It's gotten ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Like what businesses are you banned from?
Well, off the top of my head, Casket Warehouse, Bill Johnson's Mexican Cantina. Oh, my ankle! It hurts so bad. The Ice Creamatorium... Desmond's Tutus, the Make a Fish Foundation, Aquatic Arts Academy for Children. It's really swelling up.
Oh, no. Careful. Careful, Denny. You have
Thank
to
you.
Really watch. This is when you need to ice it early.
I do need to ice it, yes. Where else? Bose, Derrick's, and Premium Drilling Supplies, Parakeet Pagoda. Madame Torso's Erotic Wax Museum. Have you seen how they spell wax?
For the... no, I haven't.
WACKS.
Oh, okay. That's terrible.
Sick. It's sick. It's place, though.
Uh-huh. Madame Torso's, I'm not even going to say it.
Where else? New Bridge First Presbyterian Church of Racket Ball. It's
you're,
like,
you're gonna have to go get
it's
that
like
ankle
the bone is sticking
yeah.
out through the
yeah.
purple goop.
I can hear how swollen it is over the
right?
radio. Yeah.
Where else? David CrossFit, Cell Phone Gulag, CD Submarine. That was a big blow.
So you're banned from CD Submarine.
I am, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They didn't like that I kept asking them to play literally hundreds of different CDs for me every day, and then I didn't buy anything.
Uh-huh.
And also what I did in their employee restroom twice.
Mm,
what?
That's probably why, well, both of them is probably why you're rightfully banned.
Could be. You know, I saw President Trump there last summer.
At CD Submarine.
I did. I sure did.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know, like, what he bought?
Oh, yeah. I watched him the entire time. He bought 12 boxes of Runts and a sound effect CD of a stadium full of people cheering.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Runts, which are those, it's candy?
Yeah, they're like, kind of like sweet and tarty. Mm-hmm. They're tarty.
So he bought 12 boxes of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him down an entire box out in the parking lot.
He just pounded a box of Runts.
Just pounded it, yeah.
Yeah. Man. Guess when you got the runt bug, I guess if you got a taste for Runts.
If you've got a taste for Runts, then let me. I can't go any further with that.
Yeah, please. No.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, his hands are even smaller than they've been made out to be.
They are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're like those doll hands that, what's her name, Kristen Wiig wore on Saturday Night Live in that one sketch. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Those doll hands?
Yes.
Yeah, it's sick. You know, and he smells exactly like how he looks.
I can't even imagine what that would be.
Well, you know, like a mound of butter that's been sitting on the counter for like a week and a half, and then it's been shaped into like this human hippopotamus hybrid and then sprinkled with fetid paprika.
Oh, okay. I follow you.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But look. We need to give this guy some time to get up and rolling, all right? I mean, it's been 10 days, and he's made an ungodly number of incredibly asinine blunders. But, you know, all administrations have had growing pains.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, and look, people say that President Trump is stupid, he's ill-informed, malignantly narcissistic, that he's cowardly, he's racist, that he's a bully, a supreme con man, he's terrified of women, and he's thin-skinned, and he's vindictive, and he's laughably ill-prepared for the job, that he's unpresidential, he's slovenly, embarrassingly inept, he's sexually predatorial, he's completely lacking character, and he's reckless, manipulative, he's conniving, and he's a flagrant scumbag. But I think we do need to give him a chance.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know how much of a chance we need to give him, Denny.
You know what?
What?
I don't know if it's okay to say this or not, but, you know, he's 70 years old, and, you know, he doesn't really take good care of himself. Like, you never see him, like, even, like, walking much, do you?
No. He doesn't seem to be interested in moving.
No, he doesn't.
Like moving seems to be an inconvenience to him. That he
does,
has to
yeah.
physically move from one place to another.
I think if he could, I think he would like to be carried everywhere, but then I think that would make him look weak.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be interested in any physical, into anything physical. Like, I don't even, like, it's not even like he doesn't seem interested in exercise. He just doesn't seem interested in being contained within human skin.
No, it's true. It's true. And here's a little bet we could do. Last time he had an apple in his hand and just kind of like stood at the kitchen counter and just ate an apple.
Mm-hmm. The last time he did that.
I'm going to say...
On the count of three, let's say...
let's say an age.
Okay, we'll say the age he was at?
Yes.
Okay.
Or the year.
Or the, let's do the year.
Okay, okay.
One, two...
Three.
1962. Okay.
What'd you say?
I said 1962.
Oh, okay. That's
cool. We're close.
Very close, yeah.
Okay. I'll say the time, the last time he said, more salad, please.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah. One.
One, two, three.
He's never said it. See? We both said never.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
We got the full, our finger on the pulse beat of the president.
Yeah. It's crazy.
A great Gene Hackman film.
What's that?
We got, it's a great Gene Hackman film. We got our finger on the pulse beat of the president.
Our finger on the pulse beat of the president.
Remember that?
That's the movie?
Yes, 1980.
Wait a second. I'm trying to pick. I can see the poster.
It was like 80. No, it was like, I feel like it was a 70. 79, maybe?
It's called We've Got Our Finger on the Pulse Beat of the President.
Yes, yeah.
Is the movie.
He played a Secret Service man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jackie Earl Haley was his son.
Mm hmm.
And who was his wife? I can't remember. Do you remember? IMDb it.
Okay, good idea. Huh, okay, it was, she came up earlier, Maria Conchita Alonso.
She got a ton of work back then. Good for her.
It makes you wonder where she is now.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something really mean.
No.
Makes you wonder who she was.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
I don't know what your personal views are.
I'm telling you what my personal views are. They're not that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Look.
Don't be mean to me. You can't talk to me like that.
What? I can't talk to you like what?
You're being mean to me. Like you're putting me down. I don't like it. You can't talk to me like that.
Why not?
Because, like our president, I'm a TV star.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. How are you a TV star?
I've been on TV.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What program have you been on?
Programs.
Okay. What programs have you been on?
America's Most Flagrant Loiterers and Creed's Color Carefully.
I'm sorry. What's that now?
America's Most Flagrant Loiterers and Creeps Caught on Camera 5.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you were on two shows.
And also Who the Bleep Did I Marry? Twice.
Twice you were on it?
Yeah.
That's that show about women who marry men that turn out to be, like, creeps or criminals.
Well, look, if I knew those two hags would sell me out on national TV, I'd have never let them be my wives, nor put me through veterinary and hotel management schools, respectively.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's charming. Those two hags. Yeah, like, you're such a prize.
I am.
Where do you get off?
You saw me there.
Yeah. I saw you.
My original fashion sense.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no one else doing that.
No, there was definitely no one else was dressed like you.
It's true.
Yeah.
But look, I feel like we got off on the wrong, mm-hmm. not off on the wrong mm-hmm. foot. I feel like we've ended up on the wrong foot.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get back. You know, I love those impressions you do.
Oh, well, thank you. That's
my favorite part of the show.
Really?
Oh yeah. You know, I see you as the rich little for the 6 CD changer generation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take it.
Well, let's have some fun, okay?
Sure.
I loved your impression of Leonard Cohen singing that Smashing Pumpkins song last mm-hmm. week. That was great.
Thank you.
All right, how about this? If I do say so myself, I do a pretty good Gene Simmons.
Okay.
So what would a conversation on songwriting be like between Gene Simmons and, let's see, I don't want to do Leonard Cohen.
No.
What about Burt Bacharach?
Burt Bacharach.
Yes, what would that be like?
And you're going to do Gene Simmons?
I will, yeah.
I've never done a Burt Bacharach impression ever.
All right, well, how about I'll start.
Okay.
Hello, Burt, how are you?
I'm good.
You know, I know that you're an accomplished songwriter. You've written a lot of hits. Well, so have I. And I would like to know how you go about writing your songs, and I'd love to tell you how I go about writing mine. Off the top of my head, I'll throw one of my songs out. It's a song off of Rock and Roll Over. It's called Love 'Em, Leave 'Em. And it's a song that I wrote when I was watching a young girl on the street. I was in my limo, and it was a girl that I desperately wanted to hose. The lyric goes like this, the first verse. My limousine is waiting, and I see you coming my way, hey, hey, hey. I'm sitting by the window, and you ask me which hotel I stay in. Well, make a reservation between the hours of 10 and 2. How do you do? You've got the time to remember, and this is where I think I really shine as a songwriter. I've got a stiff proposition. There's nothing else I'd rather do. So you lift your dress. You want to impress. But you know there's one thing I've got to confess. I love them, I leave them.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, I've got a different songwriting experience when I wrote, Walk On By, for example. Like, when a song like that, it kind of comes down to the orchestration when you think about it, and the flugelhorn and the two pianos, which I had to add different textures because that way it doubles in a very natural way. And really trying to incorporate the horizontal harmony versus the vertical harmony. And it's working with Dion. It's just because I'll take the band and I'll play it for them on a piano, but not play it for Dion, because she already knows it better than I do at that point. And you know, a song like that is like, she sings it her way. And I mean, I wrote the song, and I don't have the voice she has, but I do all right if I say so myself. It's, if you see me walking down the street, walk on by, foolish pride.
Were you playing a YouTube interview with Burt Bacharach?
No, I wasn't. No,
oh, my
I was...
God. You are the master, I tell you. I'm not trying to, you know, win points, but, man, you're the best.
Oh, you're sweet to say that, Denny. I don't know about that.
Hey, I don't go like that.
No, that's not what that... I don't go like that?
Oh, what did you mean?
I was complimenting
you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, I was... Well, it's an insult. It's so rude and offensive for... Why is that even a... Why is that a judgment?
It wasn't at all.
Hey, Jenny, what's going on?
Excuse me?
What's going on there?
Oh, I'm just trying to figure out a beat for this new song I'm working on.
Uh-huh. So you're where, at a rehearsal space?
No, Guitar Center.
Guitar Center?
Yeah.
It's like 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Don't they close at like 9?
Yeah, it sure does.
Uh-huh. So I don't even know why I'm asking this, but do you work there?
No, why?
Uh-huh. So how on earth are you there after closing?
Well, it's Tuesday. I told you that I hang out at Guitar Center on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
what do you think I do here all day? You guess so well on the other days.
Mm-hmm. What do I think you do at Guitar Center?
Yeah.
I'm guessing you certainly touch everything. That's just a given.
Oh, yeah.
And you have no problem really trying out an instrument that you have no idea how to play.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm also going to guess you don't hesitate to put your mouth on.
I was going to say, I love playing in those horns.
Mm-hmm. You just love putting your mouth all over instruments that are not meant for the public to put their mouth on.
Well, that's your opinion. Uh-huh. I think all instruments are meant for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I wrong in saying that you're probably wearing some sort of jacket or jewelry that scratches instruments right?
You know how Keith Richards wears that skull bracelet?
Mm-hmm.
Mine is like that, too, but it's like life-size skulls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like scraping everything. Yeah.
So
taking chunks out.
Of the instruments.
Everything.
Yeah. So that did a pretty good job of nailing how you conduct yourself there.
Well, you forgot to mention that this is where I come to write and demo my songs. You know, they have such great equipment here, and I use all of it.
Oh, of course you do.
I do, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, though, man, I'm having a hard time starting this new song I've been working on. The lyrics for it, anyway.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of first lines, you know, but each different starting line would just, you know, sends the song off into a different place, you know. So it's so important to have that first line right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not quite sure which one to start with. I'd love to get your input.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If I could.
Well, can I just make sure before you start that these are clean, the lyrics?
Oh, of course they are.
Okay.
They're clean as a whistle. And these lyrics make Stryper look like G.G. Allin and the Texas Nazis, if you ask me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, which that is probably the first time those two have appeared in the same sentence, those two artists.
I think they toured together.
That Stryper and G.G. Allin toured together?
I think so, and Double Dynamite, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. I don't think so.
But all right, let me get a sound going here.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the first option. I'm on my knees and I'm gonna ask you to be my wife. But first I need you to name just one member of the MC5. So that's that one.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I got news for you, baby. I'm joining the Yakuza, so you better treat me right. That's another option. Grab a hold of my joystick and steer my flesh ship into the Milky Way. That's another one. Mommy, why is Daddy always looking through that one section of his high school yearbook? What else? As I watch you walk down the aisle on our wedding day, I can't help but wonder if there's software that deletes porn from my iPhone but backs it up on my secret laptop. Okay, there's another one. She caught me in bed with her therapist, so I'm heading for the Comfort Inn. This other one. You caught me playing World of Warcraft when I should have been picking up your hard meds. And this last one, I think might be the best one. Are we going to get it on tonight, or did I waste $40 on fondue? That's the best one, right?
I probably should have actually asked you if they were disturbing or not.
Hey, I'm just writing from real life.
Yeah, you're writing from real life.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I got to say, okay, well, then your real life seems pretty creepy, Denny.
What?
Yeah, you seem like a real creep. You know, you're a freeloader, and you're just grifting and mooching and taking what you don't want. And if those lyrics were any sort of look into your life or worldview, you're a true creep. And, you know, I got to say, 2017, I got something going on here because you're almost as horrible as a guy who called last week. What was that guy's name? Danny.
Yeah, it's my brother.
What's that?
That's my brother.
That's your brother
who
called last week.
Yeah.
The guy who had multiple phones going that he could string together all these different realities and all these lies.
Yeah, he's playing Russian phone roulette.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Look, I don't want to get started on that guy, all right? That's a whole 4 hours in itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well...
Ooh, you know, whoa.
What?
Oh, no. Officer Harris must have seen me rocking the F out of the drums a while ago.
Yeah?
And he's shining his flashlight in the window.
Of Guitar Center?
Yes, I'm trying to hide down so he doesn't see me. Oh, my God. He wants to jam.
Wait. Officer Harris wants to jam.
Yes, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's a sick drummer.
Okay.
Super sick. You know, he's in that all-cop Metallica tribute band, Ride the Squad Car. You've seen them, right?
I know. I've heard of them.
They're really good.
Uh-huh.
They're great, yeah.
Yeah? Well, yeah.
He's better than Lars, if you can believe that.
That Officer Harris is better than the Lars from Metallica.
Yeah. Oh, my God! Oh, it looks like he brought some drugs that he seized earlier in the night.
Oh.
Oh, well, if that bag... Oh my God, it's a big bag. It's a big bag of stuff. And I gotta say, what's gonna happen here in a few minutes is gonna be the most coked out performance I've ever heard.
Uh-huh. Oh.
That's a full circler, right, Tom?
Sure, that's charming.
Damn right. Denny, out!
Okay, well Denny, oh, and he hung up. That was that guy's brother, Mike. His brother. What do you think of that? Strange, right? Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Graham from Toronto.
Graham from Toronto.
Yeah.
What's up,
I have
Graham?
One for the topic. Actually, I was scooped. I was going to suggest Be Here Now and the whole thing. But,
Well, Denny gotcha.
Yeah, so...
Dudio, hold on, Graham. Dudio. Be Here Now, 22 on the list. Go ahead, Graham.
So I've got a sort of softball one, but I would think Tusk, the whole album, would be on there as well.
Well, we're not going with Tusk, because Tusk is... we're going to go with Rumors by Fleetwood Mac.
Really? I thought Tusk was way more coked up.
Yeah, well, you thought wrong, dummy. Get off my phone. Gee... Guy driving me up the wall. I thought Tusk could... No. Tusk is more about a band arguing for the post-success of Rumors. Right, Mike?
Yeah.
Mike gets it. You're the only one who gets me sometimes, Mike. Right?
I think so.
How do they not get it? I don't know, Mike. I don't know. Listen, what about this song? Any album that has this song on it, Mike, this tells the whole story. It's Goldust Woman. It's got dust in the title.
Back on Goldust Woman, take your silver spoon, yeah. Dig your grave.
She says dust and silver spoon within the first 25 seconds of the song. This guy wants to know, it says that Tusk is more coked out. How dare you? How dare you? Sure. Look, Tusk is about Lindsey Buckingham just pushing it too far. That's what Tusk is about. Tusk is about artistic insanity. Rumors is just about being coked out. Number three, Rumors. You got that?
Yeah.
Now another one that's come up a lot, and I mentioned it in the email that I sent out earlier today. And if you don't get the best show emails every Tuesday,
letting us know what, letting you know what goes on. I know what's going on because I'm the one who writes the things. There's a clip on YouTube called Hulk Hogan and Macho Man on Cocaine.
Gentlemen, we got.
Now, I'm going to just say this. Maybe these guys just did a couple, some push-ups and they're all hyped. Maybe they ate one of those. What was that candy that was in like the tube, like the powder in the tube? Was it? The long tube though. The long one. Not the paper straw. The long plastic one. Those are still pixie sticks. Well, they don't certainly seem to have anything to do with pixies. The pixies are small. Those tubes are huge. I gotta say, I think you guys are wrong on that one. I want some research done on this. I think all three of them are wrong out there. And I'm telling you this. If I'm right and you guys are wrong, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm going out there, I'm going to clonk your heads together, Three Stooges style. And it's going to make the sound.
Taste of it a little earlier on here on Saturday night's main event. When the
maybe Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage had some of those pixie sticks before. Now here comes Jason Dudio. Yeah, that's not them.
Oh, that's them?
No, it's not. First of all, that's weird. That's not how you spell pixie sticks. That's some weird.
That's the brand name.
What's that? Some, it's like Soviet candy or something? leftover from the Cold War?
Yeah.
Get that out of here. I tell you, the worst thing I ever did was take these guys to dinner. The worst thing I ever did. Because now it just begins. And you should have seen Mike with these appetizers. Tell us about, the waiter's like, we have specials. And Mike's like, yes, please tell us the specials. And look, it's not like we all split the bill. Check comes over. Mike hands it over to me. He goes, I believe this is yours. So look, I don't know if these guys were just eating that pixie stick stuff and we're on a sugar rush. I don't know, but let's listen to this. It certainly sounds, I can understand why the person who put this clip up named it Hulk Hogan and Macho Man on Cocaine. And this is Mean Gene Okerlund talking to them.
The mania. I am talking about Macho Madness and Hulkamania. Two mega powers beating here tonight. Hulk Hogan, what is happening?
Well, you know, me, Gene, we really don't know what we're dealing with here, man. And I'm just kind of a little worried about locking up here.
Because
we just might blow the whole planet up, you know. Everybody knows.
We might just blow the whole planet up, you know.
That Hulkamania is the strongest force in this universe. But when I hit that ring and I saw what the madness was all about, I really.
And look, I want to tread very lightly because I don't want to get gawkered. Next thing you know, I say the wrong thing. You turn 3 weeks from now, Hulk Hogan's doing this show, right? He'll own this show, right? What's he gonna call it? The leg lock or whatever some wrestling move is? I don't know. I keep hearing this wrestling talk. I'll never get into wrestling. I can't do it. I'm sorry. And I'm friends with wrestlers now. I can't get it. I can't get into it. These guys are smashing light bulbs on their heads. Because that's the thing. Either it's like this and it's aimed at four-year-olds like Hulk Hogan, or it's these guys are smashing fluorescent light bulbs over each other's heads. There's nothing in the middle, guys. Can't find something in the middle. Either you're acting from a Richie Rich cartoon, like Hulk Hogan. It's like Richie Rich's bodyguard.
And there was a whole nother universe out there, a whole nother frontier in the power of the madness and the media just blew my 24-inch guns out there.
You mean to tell me there is another solar system, Macho Man?
Unbelievable. I'm still in a state of shock right now.
In fact, I don't think I'm going to be coming down for a long period of...
And I don't think I'm going to be coming down for a long period. Like, that's not what you say when you're hyping a wrestling event. And I don't think I'm going to be coming down
for a long period of time. Yeah, reckless abandon is what it used to be. Yeah, but Elizabeth opened up my eyes, and the big man right here, the big man, yeah, he endorsed Macho Madness and he gave me direction. Yeah, reckless abandon used to be, but direction now with the mega, yeah, the mega, yeah, the mega power. Yeah,
right now they're doing the right now. This might as well be the scene in Boogie Nights when they're recording. That's what this is. It's Hulk Hogan and Macho Man. They're doing Feel the Heat.
Power, yeah!
I feel the power now. I feel the power right there.
You are looking a head over the head, Macho Man.
Oh, no, man. I'm all right.
It's never been better, yeah.
Don't. Now, here's the kicker with what Hulk Hogan says that makes me think something's going on here. And just picture this. Their muscles are super shiny. Their arms are enormous, but yet strangely lack any sort of like texture or definition. Right? They're like water balloons. Overfilled water balloons. What?
Don't worry about the hit over the head, man. I'm just worried about where we're going from here. Is it the stratosphere, man? Is it the ionosphere with the madness and the mania?
I don't think anybody who's talking about a wrestling match is going to start pondering going to the stratosphere or the ionosphere. This clip goes number two, please. Okay? Let's see. I'm being told to check out a clip by Billy. This is Green Day. This is Billy Joe Armstrong on stage.
Oh God, it's time to get goodbye. I gotta say goodbye. I gotta say goodbye now. I gotta say goodbye. I'm gonna go home and get on my big wheel. I'm gonna get on my big wheel. No, I'm gonna get on my bicycle. No, I'm gonna get on my scooter. No, my scooter. No, I'm gonna get on my bicycle. I'm gonna get on my Tonka truck. I'm gonna get on my Tonka truck. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna go down the strip. I'm gonna smash up against the window. I'm gonna smash up against the window. Yeah, I am. I'm gonna go smash up against one. Because I got a pit rock. I got a pit rock too. I got a pit rock. It's really cool. I got a pit rock. It's more like, it's like a worker stone. It's a worker stone. You take it. You worry.
Spooking me out. That's some bad energy there. 100 miles. His eyes are wide open. Billy Joe Armstrong on stage. Please. Number 10. In sports. Please put the 1986 New York Mets. Number 12. Okay? Except Gary Carter, the kid. The Mets had this team. This is a team, the Mets, where they were bragging about. They were just a party team. Except this one guy on it who was like the nice guy, who was like the Gary Carter, the late great Gary Carter, who's just like this milk and cookies kind of guy. And they all hated him. Because he was so squeaky clean. Here's one that has been suggested. Dennis Scott from the Orlando Magic. A clip called Dennis Scott Camp Meltdown. This is his off-season basketball camp. It's a news report about it. Let's listen. And see what we think.
Our top story, puzzling, that's one of the words that's being used to describe events that occurred today at the Dennis Scott 3D basketball camp. The camp was being held at Parkview High School in Sterling, The week-long program is designed to help children learn basketball skills from an NBA player. It's also designed to teach students about being good sports, leading a clean life, striving for goals, and being the best they can be. Dennis Scott, who grew up in Loudoun and now plays for the NBA's Orlando Magic, was talking with the children on this, the final day of the camp. During that talk, those attending became bewildered.
And they're showing footage of him. The kids are sitting on the edge of a basketball court. He's patrolling it like Patton.
Scott began discussing his own life. Scott told the kids he no longer wanted to be referred to as 3D and then blasted the media for criticizing him and for their accusations that he's using drugs, a charge he denies. He told the children not to ask him for his autograph, but rather to ask him about the rage that exists inside him.
This is a grown man is saying to children who go to his basketball camp, don't ask me for my autograph. Ask me about the rage that lives inside of me. I will say this. Whoever has the full footage of this basketball camp thing from 1997, please. This news report is tantalizing. It does not.
Scott then began playing rap music that contained explicit lyrics. Scott compared some of those lyrics to the songs of his own life. Scott then walked around the crowd of children rambling about his own life.
Talking about live my life where I want to. For all y'all out there in America, if you're scared, say you're scared, because I ain't scared. I'm doing it myself, because if I don't make it, I can't blame nobody but myself. So I'm putting on my own concert for this camp, and now I'm going to take my show on the road. If Barney can do it, why can't I do it?
He just said in a kid's face, if Barney can do it, I can do it. It's food for thought. I'm not going to put this one on the list yet. I'm being told that I missed the best part of the Billy Joe Armstrong clip. Not sure why Mike didn't alert me to that, but poor show prep from the support staff. Not naming names, but except for the names Mike, Pat, and Dudio, a.k.a. Well, Dudio is already a.k.a. Mike's nickname is what? What's your nickname? AP Mike, Wingman, Slaw Dog. So, let's get some other. Let's go back to the phones. Some other highlights in the list of the 25 most coked out performances of all time. We did not put Neil Young on The Last Waltz down. Put that at 4, please. Best show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Only dudes have called tonight. Very interesting. Only dudes. What's up? What's up, Chief? What's your name?
My name's Pat.
Pat, where are you calling from, Pat?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. What's going on in Washington, D.C.?
Well, it's interesting. Lots of protests.
A lot of what?
Living life.
A lot of what is going on there?
Protest?
Of what?
All right. We don't need to go into governmental unpleasant.
Oh, government stuff. Okay. All right. Yeah. Say no more. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's not the topic.
All right. What's going on, Pat?
But I have a couple suggestions for the topic.
All right. Let's hear it.
Kelsey Grammer in Cheers.
But is there, wait, he seems like he's coked up on Cheers? I don't know about that. Judy's a huge Kelsey Grammer fan. He just said, hell no. All right, next.
I'm just nominated.
Okay.
I don't make the decision.
Next.
Nicolas Cage in Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
That might be a good one. I never saw that movie.
Okay. Well, then, if you...
But please, tell me about it. Is it bonkers?
It's totally bonkers. It's totally great. And actually, I may want to expand to also Werner Herzog directing Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's literally a shot from the perspective of, like, a lizard.
Mm-hmm.
For no apparent reason.
Yeah. Okay.
The strange and great movie.
Well, I'm being told there's tech problems with your phone.
Oh.
Sorry. We're going to have to move on. Poor quality of the phone. Best show.
Hey, Tom. It's Jesse from Lincoln, Nebraska. How are you?
I'm well, Jesse. To what's going on, Chief?
Oh, I have one for the topic, sir.
Oh, what do you got, Jesse?
For performance, I sent you a link to it on Twitter earlier today, but it's the, if nobody's mentioned it yet, it's the performance of David Bowie and Cher singing during the Young Americans period on Cher's show.
Yeah, I think that we're probably just going to have to put down David Bowie 1975.
That's pretty fair.
Let's just put Bowie 74 to 76, actually. Okay?
I think that sounds great.
Thanks, Brian.
Awesome.
Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
Hi, this is Dallas in Portland.
Dallas in Portland?
Yes, sir.
What's going on in Portland tonight? Which Portland, Maine or Oregon?
Portland, Oregon.
Ah. So
what's up? I have one for the topic for you.
What do you got? Hey, you're all business.
Steve Guttenberg in the Village People movie Can't Stop the Music.
In the Village People movie Can't Stop the Music, which starred the Village People and Nancy Walker and Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah. I've always felt like the whole movie was directed by cocaine.
All right, maybe. Oh, Can't Stop the Music. It's hovering in the ionosphere, as Hulk Hogan would say.
At one point, he's sort of, he's a composer, a musical composer in the movie, but at one point he's talking about the composition that he's hearing in his head, and he just kind of starts making a bunch of strange noises and marching around the room. It doesn't sound like music at all.
All right. We'll see.
Okay.
Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
This is Rand from Brooklyn.
Rand from Brooklyn.
Yeah, how you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well. What's up, Rand? What do you got?
I got a couple for the topics.
Let's hear them.
Bobby Brown on the MTV Music Awards, like the late 80s. He's playing On Our Own, and he comes out, and like, even before he starts singing, he curses immediately. He's, like, sweating heavily and breathing heavy.
Okay.
He starts dancing, like, after, you know, once right before they get to the chorus, and something drops out of his pocket, and he sees it on the ground.
Okay, wait. Something literally falls out of his pocket on stage.
Yeah. Yeah, he's dancing, and it kind of like flops out. On the YouTube video, you don't see it flop so great, but you definitely see the panic in his eyes.
So if I watch the beginning of this clip, Bobby Brown.
Yep.
What is it now? Bobby Brown drops coke is one of the, that yeah, came up, be, that comes up, right up pretty fast on YouTube. When Bobby Brown dropped his coke while performing live on stage. And look again. I don't know what this is. I don't know. I'm not saying he had coke. This guy, the strongest thing he might have ever taken might have been Tums, for all I know. I don't know. I'm just going on what others are speculating. Hold on. Here we go.
If
this is pretty, this one's pretty impressive. Something does fall out of his pocket that looks like a little thing falls out of his pocket, and he scoops it up. He sees it and then picks it up.
Spin, like he like try to naturally like scoop it up and spin like into his next dance move to play it off. It's pretty cool.
I tell you. Put this at number 7, please.
Awesome. And I have one more.
Hold on, buddy. Wait, where was David Bowie? Move David Bowie up. How high can that go other than 1? 5. Put David Bowie at 5. Put this at 8. Bobby Brown, please. What do you got? What's the other one you got?
Yeah, I don't know if this one's going to qualify as it's a, you know, pretty specific on the coked up end of things, but, Doc Ellis, no hitter on acid.
Well, that's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Figured.
Yeah, you figured right. It's a different drug. Bye.
All right, thanks.
No, just dudes tonight, huh? I don't know. I gotta tell you. What am I? I feel like I'm at a Rush concert with all these dudes. Right? What am I in line for the men's room at a Rush concert? Yeah, keep a line open for any non-dude. Best show.
Oh, hey, how's it going, Tom?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
Andrew Gall from Brainerd, Minnesota.
You're from Brainerd, which is where what took place?
The movie Fargo.
Yeah, that's right.
Part of it, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you gotta love it when you're from here.
Say the line. You can say the line. Go ahead. We all know you want to say the line. Say it.
I don't want to say it. I don't know if I should say the line.
Say, that's my deal, Wade. Say the line. Come on.
Yeah, you betcha.
No, not that line. Say, that's my deal, Wade.
That's my deal, Wade.
Oh, you're driving me nuts. What do you got for the topic? It's all right. Don't worry. Don't worry.
I got two. So I got Tom Cruise when he was on Oprah.
No, that's not.
He was going all over the place.
Yeah, I know. It's called fervor, just general fervor.
Scientology?
Scientology fervor. Worked him into a frenzy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
Let me just say this.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I'm going to go on. You know, I feel like I'm pretty competitive, right, in life? I feel like I'm competitive. This show's called The Best Show, after all.
I love it, yeah.
Of course you love it. Because it's great what I'm doing. We deliver. We've never not delivered. Been doing this show since Bill Clinton was president. We're still here. So,
yeah.
As I was saying, wait, I forgot what I was going to say now. You took me off target by...
Some Scientology, I brought up Scientology.
Thank you. Yes, I'm too competitive. And I was reading this book about Scientology, this guy who entered and was caught in it called The Complex. And I'm reading this book, and he's like, then I'm level OT6, and I'm this and that. And I was saying to myself, as I'm reading this book, yeah, I would have gotten that level faster than this guy. Like...
See? Oh.
I would have been better at... I was getting competitive with the idea of getting deeper into a cult than the guy telling the story. It's like, yeah, I could have done this faster than this guy.
Yeah.
So go ahead. What's the real one you got?
Well, he kind of even said so, but it was like the Maximum Overdrive, Stephen King.
Yeah, that's a good one. The movie Maximum Overdrive... Directed by Stephen King. Well, maybe we should just say Stephen King of that era when it culminated in him writing a book that he forgot he wrote. Which book was it? The Tommyknockers? Is that the one he doesn't remember writing?
I think it's that one, but it's kind of weird. Like, I think when I was young, I kind of thought it was kind of cool and I liked it. Now I'm older and I hate it. It's kind of one of those funny things. I don't know.
Not Cujo.
Cujo.
He doesn't remember writing the book Cujo? I'm typing in Stephen King. Cocaine.
You're going to get a lot in there.
Remember. Look, you forgot you don't remember in Cujo, but that's from drinking Tall Boys.
Really? That's actually a good book. I'm surprised.
I think it was Tommy Knockers from when he did the, from his. Here we go. While writing the Tommy Knockers. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Tommy Knockers. He says, the product of too much booze, too much coke, too little editing. It was the third best-selling book of the 1980s, The Tommyknockers.
Man.
I know. Why can't I get any success like that? I moved from failure to failure in life. What's your name again?
Andrew Gall.
Okay, I need your last name, Andrew.
Gall, G-O-L-L.
Ugh, get off my phone. You're clearly not him. It's like you're framing him. Somebody's probably murdering somebody tonight, and you're saying, now you're going to have in court, like, Andrew Gall had called the radio show, right? Columbo will be like, he recorded the thing. I'm not doing a Columbo impression. I like Rockford Files better than Columbo. Anybody with half a brain would agree, right? You don't want to see Angel. You don't want to see Rocky. Well, Rocky is Rockford. No, Rocky's the father. Right, Mike? Well, I know so. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hi. I have one for the topic.
Well, you must have called the wrong program because this is the Robert Bly Men's Convention tonight. Where can we? No, to whom am I speaking? Is this Carolyn?
This is Rebecca from Philadelphia.
Rebecca from Philadelphia.
Yes.
What's going on in Philly tonight?
Well, I'm just kind of trying to decide what I want to tell you for my topic.
Well, let's get it started and see what happens.
So there's an interview with James Brown in '88.
That's the big one.
I believe on CNN.
That's the biggie.
And so when you search for it on YouTube, it's described as a James Brown's drunk interview, mm-hmm. but he seems like he's on some speed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems like speed more to me, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I guess, right? Does that fit, though? We're talking about coked out? I guess it's the general spirit of it. It's the spirit of being coked out, right? Is that it's not just cocaine.
Well, they're kind of in the same category, yeah, right?
That's what I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
And first of all, the Stephen King, I know with Tommyknockers, because I read in his book on writing, he talked about how he didn't remember writing Tommyknockers. You ever read that book, Rebecca?
No, I haven't.
It's a good book. It's one of the best. It's a great book. Do you do anything creativity wise, Rebecca?
I cook a lot.
Yeah. Okay. That's creative. But it's a good book for anybody who makes anything. Just about. I think it's really, it's a great book. It's the best, I think it's the best thing he ever did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So. If only someone would help me with this quote about Tommyknockers. If only someone would help me.
I think the only thing I know about Tommyknockers is male underwear.
Wait, what's that? All right, so you say the James Brown clip. Leah, let's put that on it. James Brown clip 13. Yeah. It's already 18? All right, it's 18. We already got
it. Oh, it's already there?
It was already on the list.
Oh, shoot. Well.
Well, look, Rebecca, I appreciate the call. You have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye. Best show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Nolan in Arizona.
Nolan in Arizona. What's going on tonight, Nolan?
Oh, not too much. I had one for the topic.
What do you got?
I was thinking that Trump in the debates.
Yeah, I don't know about that. He was not coked out. No. Take that one to the morning, the Sunday morning shows, right? What's that one guy used to do those Sunday morning shows and would ride around on, do like those folksy things, and it turned out he had like multiple families. Remember that guy? What was that guy's name? Remember that guy? Best show. Welcome to the show.
Hey Tom, how are you?
I'm well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Dan in Delaware.
Dan, who was that guy who hosted the morning, Sunday morning show, and then it turned out he had multiple families everywhere?
Remember that guy? I'm drawing a blank on that one, sorry.
Remember the guy? Anyone out there? Charles Kuralt. Is that who it was?
That's Charles Kuralt. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. It was Charles Kuralt. Yeah. Yeah. He'd go, he'd be like, now we're going to go out to apple butter country and see the thing. And meanwhile, he's hanging out with his eighth family out there. Charles Kuralt, the 19th, right? Guy's always working now. He's paying off all these families. He's got going. So what do you got for me, bro? What do you got?
So I have two, but... I doubt that I would get both through. So I have one that can be seen as pandering to your New Jersey roots and one that can be seen as pandering to your professional roots. So I'll let you pick which one goes first.
Sir, you're going to have to pick which one goes first.
All right. Then the first one will be an actor named Michael Risk. He appeared in a music video for the new Pornographer's song,
That's
Moves.
True. That was true. Look, and I know Mike. I was with Mike that day. This guy was straight as an arrow that day.
Yeah, it really straight as an arrow. Film that he might have been.
It's a tribute to his acting, though.
Jacked up, yeah.
Yeah, it's a tribute to his acting in that video.
And he really made a choice because, you know, I'm not casting any aspersions on Kurt Dahl, but, you know, it just seemed like a real choice that Mike made that day.
No, Mike made some choices that day.
Yeah.
And some All other right, people well, made choices based on Mike. Like, I'll walk, thanks. That was one of the best moments. Remember that moment, Mike? You don't? Didn't somebody not want to ride with you?
Well, was he in the first
Hold on, I'm like, talking to Mike. Oh, now you're...
Sorry.
What's that, Mike? That's right. Kevin Corrigan fell asleep in the back of Mike's car. All right. What else you got, bro?
Well, the Jersey one would be mid-2000s ad campaign for Six Flags, including the geriatric man who went by the name of Mr. Six.
That Mr. Six, that sounds very culty, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like it's like a, where it's like you're going to go on the log flume and it turns out it's shaped like a pentagram when you look from a mile in the sky, you know what I mean? Like one of those things, right?
I mean, it was very creepy, the whole campaign.
Yeah,
but everyone will have that song in their head now.
But I feel like that guy doesn't seem as gacked out of his gourd as he does seem more like something's wrong here. Like he's not human.
You don't think in like the backwoods of the Pine Barrens there?
He seemed like some sort of strange child dressed like an old man, and that was like the trick of it.
Wow. I've been trying to.
I'm done with you. These dudes are putting me to sleep. Yep. Best show.
Oh, hey, Tom. I had a couple for the topic.
Yeah, go ahead.
Charlie Sheen. And just kind of the way he got fired from Two and a Half Men.
Wait, hold on. Somebody's saying that this Onion thing, the Onion had a headline about Tommy Knockers? No, you didn't. No one's got my back here anymore. No one's got my back. I think I got hoaxed. Now I'm getting hoaxed. Now I'm getting, I'm out in the open here. It's open season for me. It's dog eat dog, and I'm wearing milk bone underwear out here. Right? Remember when, which president said that, caller? Which president said it's dog eat dog, and I'm wearing milk bone underwear?
I'm going to go with,
earlier than
Truman.
You think.
Truman.
Earlier than you'd think, before you make your guess.
Oh, I already did. Truman. I'm going with Truman.
It was Truman. Those are the first year milk bones were invented. What do you got for the topic?
All right. Charlie Sheen and just the whole process of him getting fired from Two and a Half Men.
What year was that? That seems like it might have been 20 years ago that that happened. Remember when he played Radio City Music Hall? Can you believe when you think of it, Charlie Sheen, in the throes of a meltdown, played Radio City Music Hall? Unless this is an Onion headline, too, and I fell for that. Staff. Take him to dinner, and now I'm getting burned on hoaxes, and got this guy making fun of me on Twitter that I'm stupid. Tell you. Well, put this down. Charlie Sheen, what year was that? 2011? Would that be 2011?
That sounds right.
Put down Charlie Sheen circa 2011. Make it 15, please. How many do we have left on the list? How many spots? Open spots, please.
I got a couple more.
14 open spots? All right, go. What else you got, bro?
Bob Dylan's white face period.
No, that just seems more troubled.
Okay.
Than, coked out.
How about the 5 hour energy guy commercials?
5 hour energy commercials.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm not remembering those.
Maybe it's like a guy in a suit.
What about
the desk out in the desert?
What about that slap chop guy? Remember that guy? Slap Chop.
The Slim Jim?
No, not the Slim Jim.
Sorry.
Yeah, hold on. Somebody's now saying, not a hoax. Stephen King, The Rolling Stone Interview. Yeah. Somebody pulls this quote for me. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into the room. I'm going to clonk their three heads together. All three of them. It's going to sound like a coconut. So, listen to this quote from Stephen King. Hemingway sucks. If I set out to write that way, it would have been hollow and lifeless because it wasn't me. Like, yeah, it's fine. Last book I read by Stephen King was the JFK one. A little boring for like 100-page stretches you could have thrown out. But it was great. When it was exciting, it was exciting. So,
would you take Hemingway over King?
I don't want either of them. I'm reading this book now, Count of Monte Cristo. Do you know this thing?
I think I read the French version.
Oh, well, excuse me.
I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it very well. It was in high school.
The Sorbonne. No, I'm reading the thing. It's like 1,300 pages long. Have you read this thing, Mike? It's long. I'm about 400 pages in. It's great. It's super fun. But I tell you, you know who I see in the story a lot? Me. He gets disrespected. He gets framed, i.e. told that a hoax was real. No one had his back. For an example, no loyalty, betrayed, thrown in jail. But then you know what he does? It's revenge time. Look out. Here comes the Count of Monte Cristo, and he's getting revenge on the people who set him up, Kill Bill style. He even watches Kill Bill in one scene, right? Part one, not part two, because part two is kind of boring. There's only like two people left for Kill Bill part two, right? It's like he starts off, he's in a church for 45 minutes. They're in a church for she's in a church for 45 minutes. Then she fights in the trailer, right?
Well, I have a weird question. did it start off with part one, or was it, did it start off with, like,
yeah, it started
I was confused
with
by the whole thing.
Well, let me ask you this. Which number is bigger? One or two? Which comes first?
Two is bigger.
Uh-huh. And which one would come first?
One. One.
Yeah, then one was the first movie in the series. So, yeah, he fought the Daryl Hannah in the trailer. She fought Daryl Hannah in the trailer. Then she goes and hangs out with what's-his-face for an hour and a half, right? And then she just does this one punch, and then he's gone, right? That's it. Kind of couldn't have tilted a few of those things back toward the second half, right? 45 minutes in a church, half-hour trailer fight, hanging out with Keith Carradine for an hour and a half. And then she punches him. And that's it. What are you pouring? Get off my phone. I'm quitting this show. I've had it. Beverage. What are you? I'll just say this. I'm having a very hard time. I'm making the best of this. If you knew what was bouncing around in between my ears, man, you'd be amazed that I still have an involuntary nervous system functioning for what the baggage I'm carrying tonight. Best show. That's right. The coffin scene is good in Kill Bill 2. She's in a church for 45 minutes, climbs out of a coffin, fights in a trailer for a half hour. Hangs out with Keith Carradine for an hour and a half, and then punches him once. Is that a fair description? Oh, you don't know. Come on. Hello, welcome. Hi. Go, no. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is James from Chicago.
James from Chicago. What's up, James?
So I had a couple for the topic.
What do you got?
The infamous Billy Joel performance.
See, I don't think that. I think that's just him in ego-driven rage. Where's he get? But then again, that's being coked out in the larger sense of it.
It was a spaz.
It was because he was. He was like in Russia at that point, the Soviet Union,
right?
And he's doing the show. And he and the sound wasn't right. He flips his keyboard.
Well, they, I guess they were turning on the lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I had one other one too.
What do you got?
Michael Richards. There's his freak out while doing stand up in Los Angeles.
Who now?
Michael Richards, Kramer.
Yeah. Michael Richards one is a pretty good, listen to what Stephen King said about the Tommyknockers. He says, the Tommyknockers is an awful book. That was the last one I wrote before I cleaned up my act. And I've thought about it a lot lately, and I said to myself, there's a really good book in here underneath all the sort of spurious energy that cocaine provides, and I ought to go back. The book is about 700 pages long. And I'm thinking there's probably a good 350-page novel in there. So, okay, so he didn't not remember it. But he was...
That was a rough period in his life.
Why does nothing go my way in this life? Seriously, what's your name?
I'm James.
James, let me just talk to you straight. Let's throw this concept out now.
Mm-hmm.
Answer this. Why can't I get one thing to just go straight through, bro? Why can't I?
The world is conspiring against you?
I think it is, right? What am I? Probably. I'm going to be the king. I might as well have an asterisk tattooed on my forehead. I'm the king of asterisks. Oh, it's this but that. Oh, if only this. If but. If this happened, then it wouldn't go. Then but that happened. If but. If ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a hell of a Christmas.
Sick well, because of it. You give so much, Tom.
Sick of ifs and I'm sick of buts. No, you know what I'm doing now? I'm throwing all the rest of it out now. I'm focusing on this show now. That's it. the rest of the world can just jump in a lake. Good at other things, though. Great at this, though. Sick of it.
You're good at what?
So I'm good at other things. I'm great at this. Having a rough time. Look, I'll admit it. Can't talk about it right now. Having a rough time. I'm not afraid to admit it. Got something going on. Not easy. But you know what we do? We go and we do the thing we do, because that's what Rocky said to do. Isn't that what Mickey said? Go and fight. Or something. No.
Yeah.
Best show.
Hello?
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
Hi, this is Robin in Toronto.
Robin in Toronto. What's up, Robin?
The last time I called, you hung up on me because I wasn't listening to the show.
What happened?
The last time I called, you hung up.
Best show. You never talk about that because it happens. Hi, welcome to the best show. Oh, and you got it. I'll say this. That person just hung up on me. Fair enough. That was how it goes. And Robin, you call back. I'm sorry about that. I had to do it. Best show.
Hey, John.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jace from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
What's up, Jace?
Well, I've got one for the topic.
What do you got?
I've got... Now, I'm hoping that you know what this is. I remember way back when I was younger in New Jersey, they aired this in like the early 2000s. The Quiznos Sponge Monkeys commercials.
I don't know what those are. Quiznos Sponge Monkey commercial?
Yeah. Do you remember there were like these flying rodents with like ukuleles singing about how they love Quiznos subs and like weird falsetto voices?
I don't, and I don't want to. Sounds horrifying.
Oh, it's life-changing. It's something else.
Well, are you playing one out there? Is it creepy? Yeah. But does it fit the topic? Dudio just vetoed you, bro. Sorry. Yeah. Best show.
Hey, it's Sarah from St. Louis.
Sarah from St. Louis. What's going on, Sarah?
Hi. Not much. I had a couple for the topic.
What do you got?
I was thinking Joaquin Phoenix and I'm Still Here.
Okay, that's a very good one. Joaquin Phoenix and I'm Still Here. What's a number in the low to mid-teens? Put it at 11, please. I remember liking that movie. I think I was the only one who liked it. I saw it in the theater.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Didn't Casey Affleck direct one. That?
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah,
great guy. Right. You know what somebody should do? Somebody just roundhouse him once. Somebody's just a guy like that, a creep like that, just roundhouse him and film it and show everybody, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Go ahead. What do you got for me? What else?
So for my other one, I was kind of thinking about like the big night that the Eagles broke up when they're all super coked out
that,
and Glenn Frey's like, screaming at Don Felder on the stage.
That's a great one. Eagles break up? What do you think? Yeah, let's put it 6.
Wow, 6. Thanks.
No, thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
Bye. Best show.
Hey, Tom. This is Colette from Athens.
Hey, how are you, Colette? What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. We're moving fast now. So what do you got?
I guess I wanted to call, like, because it seemed like you were having a rough night. So I wanted to tell you that, like, the best show wound up inadvertently helping me get, like, an apartment after being evicted from the apartment that I lived in for being transgender.
What? How? How did it help? Well, first of all, I'm sorry that happened. That's horrifying.
Yeah, I mean, it was not great, but like,
no, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's one of those things where like a friend of a friend of a friend wound up contacting me and said something about how like a person with a room mm-hmm. was like it was opening up pretty much the day that I was being kicked out of my house, and like she messaged me and said that like on top of, you know, just helping find somebody a place to stay when they needed one, like that she recognized me from my calls to the show and said that she was like glad to help somebody who like calls, I guess. Like, well, it was really cool.
You want to know what, Colette? You made my night.
You sounded like you needed it, Tom.
I'm glad the show could play any part in that, and that's so horrifying.
Yeah.
But you have a place now? You have a place now? You're okay?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Good. Like, I have to move my dog to the state of Michigan for a little while, but he'll be coming back to defend his crown as the barking champion of Athens soon enough.
My dog don't bark so much.
No.
She doesn't bark. She's not a barker.
That's what you wanted, though.
I wanted a dog that barks?
It seemed like it. You were, like, way into dogs barking.
Well, I want to hear your dog bark.
Oh, yeah. Well, my dog is good at that.
Yeah, your dog is great. Your dog's the champ at that. You kidding? We're talking about Winston.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so, we're talking about Winston.
Look, Winston will be back soon, and Winston won't miss a beat with you, and it'll be great again. So get that taken care of and settled. All right. You take care, Colette.
You too.
All right, bye. Best show.
Hi, I have one for the topic.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Kate from Toronto.
Kate from Toronto, what do you got?
The Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band movie.
Okay, that's a really good one because that just feels like, and then we'll take the Beatles songs. We'll get all of them. And we'll get the Bee Gees. We'll put them in it. But that's only three. So what are you going to do? Well, Peter Frampton will be the other one. And who else will be in this thing? We'll get Steve Martin. We'll get George Burns. We'll get Aerosmith. We'll get Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like, they're just, yeah.
Elton John?
Elton John? Who did he play in it again? What song did he sing in it again?
Oh, I can't remember.
What song did he sing? I'm trying to think what song he sang in it. I'm trying to think. Savory Truffle?
Maybe.
Remember that song?
No.
That cream tangerine, Montelimon. Right?
I don't know that one.
Well, you have a treat ahead of you. How about the song, It's Only a Northern Song? Do you know that one?
I do know that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. What do you think the best Beatles song? What's the best Beatles song?
Best Beatles song?
Yesterday.
I was going to say Her Majesty.
Her Majesty?
Yeah, that little bit that's tacked on at the end there. Was that Abbey Road?
Yeah, no, I know which one it is. That's like, that's not a good song. Okay, well,
I like it.
If you like, that's fair enough. What's the worst Beatles song?
Maxwell
Silverhammer, right?
I don't know.
Probably Maxwell Silverhammer.
Played out, isn't it?
What's that now?
I feel like it's so played out. I don't know. I listened to that.
I don't think that's the problem with that song. The problem is it's terrible.
What's the problem?
It's terrible. I would say She's Leaving Home is terrible. Maxwell Silverhammer is terrible. It's another terrible Beatles song.
Glass Onion?
Now that's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, your Glass Onion is my Your Majesty.
There you go.
Was that the song? Right? Was that song about Jermaine Jackson's son, Your Majesty? Right? You know that's the name of his son.
Good question.
Boom, 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 boom. Your Majesty is a very nice boy, but he doesn't have a lot to say. Boom, dunk, dunk, dunk. Right? No?
Yeah.
So what do you, wait, so, yeah, so Sergeant Pepper.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the only one I have. I thought that was a pretty good one.
Well, guess what?
It just, what?
I feel like that might have to go number one, Sergeant Pepper.
Stop it.
Because it's the culmination of bad thinking and dumb decisions on this, on a scope that has rarely been seen.
An ego. So much ego too.
Exactly. Coke-fueled ego. Number one, Sergeant Pepper. You got that?
Thank you.
Of course. The movie, not the album. What do you think, the Beatles album?
No.
No, thank you. Look, if I was to can one of the three of those guys out there to scare the other two into getting them in line. And look, when I can the one, I'm not going to can him forever. I'm just going to leave him in the wilderness for a while, right? Make him sweat, shame him a
little
bit.
Give him a good
bit.
Scare.
Yeah. Which one?
Oh, I could never pick.
Well, you got to pick. Help me. Duty.
Oh.
You think it's Duty, don't you?
I think Mike.
It's Mike, yeah. I thought you were going to say Mike.
I pick Mike.
All right, well, thanks for your counsel.
All this, yeah.
All right, you have a great night.
Thank you very much. Bye. Yeah, you too.
Okay, a couple minutes left, then we're going to wind it up. What's that now? 11 spots. We're never going to get to it. Half hour power. Did I do Easter Island by Kris Kristofferson? That's number 25. All right. Did we put Lawrence Taylor, football player Lawrence Taylor from the New York Giants? Should we put the, you know who should make it would be like the 92 Cowboys. Like the 1993 Dallas Cowboys. Right? 1993 Dallas Cowboys. Please put them somewhere in the, around the 15 mark. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Sam Kinison, is there one that one performance that embodies that, though? Do we put that Green Day song on? Yeah, which I'm going to play the second half of now real quick. His eyes are bugging out. Look, this is why I'm not a fan of them. This is why I'm on Team 182. Right? I picked my side. Not because one of the guys calls in. No, that's not why. That might be the weirdest new development of the show. That. What's weirder, that or the idea that an 81-year-old snowboard guy calls? Yodeling snowboard guy. Who Pat is, Pat played with him. He said he's a very nice guy. Sam Kinison Wild Thing. I think there's a Sam Kinison special, like the last special he did. Jake Fugelnest would know which one that is. Last calls and we wrap it up. Best show. Should we do half hour of power? Yeah, we'll do half hour of power next, everybody. And it's only a half hour now. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
This is Chris.
Where are you calling from, Chris?
San Diego.
What's going on? What do you got?
Well, I'm thinking for the topic, Coke Plus, John Belushi as Joe Cocker.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. What about this? In terms of John Belushi, what about any of the Blues Brothers performances on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Right?
Sunglasses, can't see his pupils.
Yeah. Can you put, where should that go, guys? Lower. No, I mean, like a 14, please. All right. Is that it, bro?
I'll throw out one more.
No, you don't. Sorry. Best show.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
It's going well. Who am I speaking?
This is Gluck in Portland, Oregon.
Gluck?
Yes.
If you don't mind me asking, how do you spell your first name?
L-U-K-E.
Oh, Luke. I thought you said Gluck.
Gluck, yes.
Okay, what's up, Luke?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Do you have Neil Young's performance from the last waltz on the list?
We got it. We got it.
Okay, what about DC-101 guy from Heavy Metal Parking Lot?
That's a really good one. From Heavy Metal Parking Lot. Is
yeah.
that the guy in the zebra stripe shirt?
Not zebra shirt. The guy, he's wearing a DC-101 shirt.
Yeah, okay.
And he's coked out of his gourd.
Put him on the list, please. 13. The guy from Heavy Metal Parking Lot. You ever see that?
Can I throw one more out?
Yeah. Go.
Pretty much any song off of Sally Can't Dance that we read.
I'm going to put down
Animal Language.
See, I was going to put down this Lou Reed interview, but that's like he's got this interview he did in Australia in 1974 that's not coked out, though. It's one of my favorite things. You know what I am going to put down for? No, not that. Oh, if I hear that again. Tell me if you think this song, and you're not going to be able to hear, it's going to be theoretical. Good night. This song might have no drugs in it at all, but is maybe one of the most... This is like a hallucinatory one more, though.
Just a perfect day.
Right? He's on stage.
Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home.
Well, this is nice.
Just a perfect day. Feed the animals in the
zoo. Wait, who's that on stage with?
Then later,
he's got an orchestra behind him.
And then home.
Who is that about to sing in this song? Oh no! Wait. Is that Luciano Pavarotti? It is! That should be the most something. That song. What about Mike? Mike's cracking the whip. Go ahead, best show.
Hey, Tom. This is Craig in Portland.
What do you got, Craig?
The Wild Thing by Sam Kinison video.
Yeah, Dudio suggested it. I'm going to guys. You're backing it up here. Wild Thing video. What do you think? Where did you should go? 17. Great. Thanks, bro. Best show.
Oh, hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
What do you got?
This is... Hello?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
No,
this is David in Charleston.
Don't worry, David. What's up?
Not much. I just had a call in for the topic.
What do you got, bro?
I was going to suggest Frank Gorshin as the Riddler in the Adam West Batman show.
Oh, I don't know about that. That just seems like bad acting. Thanks for the call, though. We got one here. Did we put Stephen King on the list?
No.
We put Stephen King, his book, Misery. He said, it's a book about cocaine. Annie Wilkes is cocaine. She was my number one fan. Put Stephen King / Misery. Because he wrote a tribute to cocaine. Okay?
Number 7?
Not that high. 19. Perfect. What do you got? Best show.
Hey, Tom, it's Paul. How are you?
What's up, Paul?
I've got, I don't know if it's said before, but Jack Nicholson as the Joker in the first Batman.
No, that's, again, bad acting. Sorry. Best show.
Hi.
What do you got?
For the topic?
Mm-hmm.
I have needles from Back to the Future.
Wait, who is that now?
40, who plays needles.
Again,
in...
I think it's bad acting. I just think it's, I think he can't act. That's why he just yells in it. I just think he doesn't know how to act. I appreciate the spirit, though, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Thanks for calling. Guys. We're going to do the half-hour power next. It's the best show post-show. It'll be rapid-fire. We're going to pick it up in a matter of minutes. But, you know. I just want to say... I work on the show all week. Come in here. Because it's the place that's like a refuge for me. It's the one place I can get away from all the rest of the stuff. From all the rest of it. The crud. The stupidity. The constant stabbing in the back and the lying and the people sell you out for a dollar in this life, man. But I'm going to tell you, I can usually block it out and have fun here and look back and say, man, you know, tonight was a fun night. It helped. But you know what? Tonight... I couldn't do it. I couldn't. I was haunted. Haunted by something I cannot mention. And I'm haunted. And when you're haunted, and something's bigger than that, it's not about brash music. It's not about some bold statement that's going to just will everything to go away because it's suddenly you got the music playing and it just sounds more exciting. Though no, sometimes it's bad and it stays bad. And no amount of music is going to take that away and fix it. But you know what? That's how it goes sometimes. And I just have to realize that tonight was indeed one of those nights, and I was not able to rise past stuff that's weighing heavily on my mind in my personal life that I have to deal with. But you know what? When push comes to shove, you just have to say you lose sometimes. And you don't get to have things go the way you want. And sure, you have a nice dinner with, I ate at this place and the guy said to me tonight, hey, you're usually by yourself every week. And I was like, you know what? You're right. I got friends. Friends that are only as good as the next meal I put in front of them. These so-called friends. What do you call that kind of friendship? They only show up. The check shows up. It's short arms and long pockets. The check shows up. Suddenly you just never see it, you know. Suddenly, everybody's rattling around for their keys, right? Got 3 games of pocket pool going on. But you know what? It's not about that. I offered to take them out because they're my friends. And I'm glad they're my friends. And not only are they my friends, they are the people I do this show with every week. And I know that when push comes to shove, these guys would sell me out for a nickel. Because that's what people are all about. They're no good. One's worse than the next. They'll just cash you out like a check. You, they don't care. But you know, that's what life's about. It's the ups and downs. And sometimes you just gotta roll with the downs and you take the downs and you realize with the ups that when you got a thing like that, you're just doomed if that's who you're truly surrounded by. It's not good. But you know, ultimately, you look at these people and you say, they're just humans. They're flawed. They're not always perfect. And you know what that means? That means that maybe there's someone else who's not always has to be perfect. And maybe that someone is me. Maybe I could cut myself some slack for once in this life. Stop beating myself up. I'm not the one orchestrating this failure. Sometimes things happen to you and sometimes things happen because of you. And you gotta know to separate the difference. I'm working hard and sure, things are rotting and dropping dead right in front of me. With a string of failures like you'd think I was trying to fail. But you know what? I'm not going anywhere because I got one thing. This dumb show. And this dumb show, and I'm the dumb person hosting it and the dummies out there producing it. And you dummies are listening to it. We're all a bunch of dummies. And one of us is dumber than the next. But the one thing, you add it all up and we're doing all right. And I'm just going to keep on trying. Even as everything falls apart in front of my eyes. The dreams I had die like everything else. But you know what? I'll stand here, the king of the dummies. The best show will be back next week. Goodbye, everyone. Dummy King, signing off.